to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Rob.
Countdown.
A countdown.
How many days, Robbie Bobby Boo? How many days until Ditka?
We will have Coach Ditka on in 6 days.
How excited are you?
6 days until Coach Ditka joins us on the Don and Mike Show for the first time ever.
How excited are you?
He'll be discussing tackling men's health.
Hey,
that's
you
right.
Gutless wonder.
Let's find out who the gutless wonder is.
I hope that his mood is good so it won't affect the weather.
It's easy to hide behind the microphone, son.
Nexus Pro Formula 1000.
So once again, although we're getting great guests by the day, as proven by the fact that Bob Schieffer's lowered his standards to be on this show today.
Wow. Yes.
Our countdown to Ditka?
Yes. 6 days, Don.
6 days.
6 days to Ditka.
6 days until Ditka. And
how cool is it to have Bob Schieffer on, too? That's going to be
very
fun.
Cool.
Mike Ditka, Bob Schieffer. Where are we getting all these people, Don? What's happening to this show?
Impressive.
They're climbing out of my bunk. Been there?
No.
Got excited.
No.
They're climbing out. They're climbing out of my body. Can I say that?
Sure.
They're coming out my ears.
Sure.
They're coming out everywhere.
Ditka!
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy birthday, Buzz. Yeah, just a second, he can open this stuff up. Let's do the pre-show.
I'm excited.
We can do the pre-show first.
Can we do the pre-show now,
no,
please?
We got some groaners today.
Okay.
And then we've got, let me see, you know, besides Schieffer and Deed, come on, we're going to get to this point.
You know how it is. You know how I am with stuff. When I give people stuff, I want to get it over with.
You wouldn't even have known
if you hadn't told me.
If I hadn't called and left you a message.
That's why you're a buddy.
That's right. To everyone.
It's like one of the nicest things you've ever done.
Well, it's a stand-up thing to do. You know, you're a stand-up guy for paying off your bet in spades, no pun intended.
You know, I forgot. You remind me. It was nice of you. And he answered like 5:10, your massage on Monday.
May I make an offering, though? I think Buzz was...
Pay it off in spades.
Buzz was a little lackluster in his reminders this year. You could have reminded us at least once this year.
This is Your Majesty Jackson. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I mentioned it last week, and, you know, there were objections, so I didn't mention it again.
All I know is that my pal, Donnie,
yes,
D-O-N-I, was looking out for me, and I feel good about it.
But, Mike, I have great news for you.
What's that?
That no longer must you bear the burden of being the forgetful one.
Really?
Because, let me first say, how are we getting all these great guests? Well, Beth Ann McBride, she's a great producer.
Right.
She's getting us good guests.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great worker bee.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really good earner.
She's
very
a good earner.
Very sweet person, too.
She had no friggin' idea it was Buzz's birthday.
And she should.
No idea.
That's like what she does.
So are you ready to give her some crap, Mike?
Yeah, because isn't she the one that called me thoughtless?
Go ahead. Here she is.
Hello.
Hey, nice going.
I know.
Nice going for getting Buzz's birthday.
I know.
It's not too late to put together a thoughtful email.
You know, it's quite simple, Beth Ann. Some people are thoughtful. Some people aren't. And I guess you've fallen into the thoughtless category.
It's the crazy Beth Ann. The jingle, I mean.
And after coming in here and calling me thoughtless.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize to me. There's a man over there with a bright blue shirt on today. a bright, tight blue shirt on.
Yes.
Who's been very upset.
I'm so sorry I forgot your birthday.
That's right. Quite all right.
Okay, so anyway,
and as you'll find out when Buzz opens my card on the radio,
mm-hmm.
hopefully soon. Mm-hmm. You'll find out. You will find out that that I cared, and I selected a card especially for him. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.
Wouldn't want to be you.
Bye-bye. Here she goes.
Here you go.
She's great.
She gets all the great guests for the show.
She does.
And you know how she's able to get such great guests? Because none of them want to be on satellite radio.
Right.
All of the great guests want to be on regular radio.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Regular radio. Hello.
Well, hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Hello on regular radio. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
Well, hello, terrestrial Michael Scott Shannon. I'm Mill Drysdale. President of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills and personal banker to Granny.
Oh,
Granny!
Before we start the countdown, a story.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little boy born in the late 1800s in Kansas, in the heartland. That boy today gets his picture on a Smucker's jar.
Yes.
By Willard Scott. I want to say happy 100th birthday.
Thank you.
You know him as Buzz. I know him as Lil Mike Elston.
There he is. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Proud to be 100.
Hello.
I hope you receive lots of money.
What member of the Bush administration has wandering hands?
What member of the Bush administration has wandering hands?
Fondalisa Rice.
Oh, dear. Is there another?
There's only one more.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
In what movie does a spoiled rich kid skip school so she can make a homemade sex tape?
What movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Hey, now.
Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody in here.
Come on, now, they're groaners. What do you expect?
Everybody here. Everybody.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Good heavens, no.
Oh, stop it. It's Robbie.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? How have you been? You know, I knew it was Buzz's birthday.
How'd you know?
They put a candle in his Metamucil this morning.
Yeah!
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bobby Schieffer and all the ships at sea. Here they are, ready to get nude and squat and cough for you. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah! Thank you, Robbie, and hello, everybody.
Hello!
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Mrs. Dabba.
Hello.
Don and Mike, the Don and Mike Show new episode on this Thursday.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there,
Buzz. No, he's not retarded.
Don and Mike Show new episode this Thursday. It is Rocktober 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Rocktober 20-04 from America. 877-365-3636 from Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067. And here in D.C., 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
If I could give a quick plug. Tonight, there's not even... Oh, Buzz, before your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Two things.
Yes.
Three things.
Okay.
First, plug tonight for me. Cigar Family, the Arturo Fuente Cigar Family charity event. That's why I'm wearing a tie.
Ah.
And I'm going to be hosting that tonight.
Oh, very
out
nice.
At FedEx Field, because I love Fuente cigars.
Yep.
And I love Carlito Fuente and blah, blah, blah.
And blah.
Anyway, it's the Cigar Family charity event tonight at FedEx Field.
Wonderful.
And I know it's sold out, so I'll see you there.
Very good.
Second,
yes.
My brother James has called. I don't know if we have room for him on today's show or tomorrow's show. He has health news.
Okay.
He wants to talk about his health news.
It's not good.
No, it's not great health news.
No, and that's a drag.
No, but he wants to talk about it.
Yeah, all right, we're here.
And also, he's up for it, according to Jim. You know, according to Jim's source.
And today, according to Jim, it's kind of heavy.
Yeah, well, no, you know, I said to him, I don't think today's the day necessarily to come and talk about his illness.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, plus, I don't want to be branded as the guy who's got, and first of all, let me say, he doesn't have cancer, okay?
Right.
But I don't want to be the guy to get my brother on the show and, like, say, hey, look what's wrong with him.
You don't want to exploit your brother.
No, of course not.
I know you and him, what it is. Your brother's coming in because he I want to talk about it.
No, he does. He does. So I told him this morning. He talked to Frida, as a matter of fact, about what's going on with him, too, for a long time. And I had to talk him off the ledge in this regard that he wanted to come on the air.
Right.
You want to come on the air today? You know my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, live every day. What the hell, dude? I'm ready today. So whether we get him on today or tomorrow, I just wanted you to be advised that he may bring up his health.
Okay.
Right. So that's that. But he's ready for, according to Jim. And if he calls in, we'll take his call now. Channel 9. A spotlight on Channel 9 today.
Now they've got the lovely Tracy Neal.
Yeah, now they had J.C. Hayward wearing her one of her great-looking wigs today. Doing the noon news.
Big wig.
The King Tut wig?
No, it wasn't the King Tut. It was more like...
You mean the one that has the hair and turban built into one?
No,
the bronze snake.
It was like the Halle Berry one. Like when Halle Berry has short hair. It was her Halle Berry wig.
I like that one.
Anyway, so... Here's the lead story on the news, on the CBS affiliate here in D.C.
Okay.
The lead story is that there's not enough flu shots for everybody.
Yes.
Okay. This is a known fact, and I'll give them, at least begrudgingly, I'll say, yes, that's a news story.
Sure it is.
But here's why Channel 9's the greatest. Bastards. They got to some freaking Safeway.
Uh-huh.
Send Cindy Pena out there with a live crew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's her job. First, she says, hi, I'm Cindy Pena. We're in front of Safeway, one of the few grocery stores that actually has the flu shot.
Ah.
People have been lining up to get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed some of these people who got the flu shots. I'm going, okay, I guess I'll watch this.
Right.
Now, first guy appears to be, he's a black dude, maybe early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she says to him. Hi, I'm from 9 News. How are you? He says, fine. Did you get the flu shot? Yes. Then she says, you look to be middle-aged? He said, yeah. She said, you look like you're in pretty good shape. He says, thank you. She says, why did you get that flu shot when so many elderly people desperately need it?
Are you kidding me?
No, and they did this to 5 people in a row. 5 people in a row.
Now, this is where, at a supermarket,
yes,
at a grocery store,
yeah,
where they have a flu shot thing set up. If you're walking by it getting your strawberries,
yeah, now,
you decide to go get a flu shot.
Now, listen, I agree. There's not enough of it to go around. The old people, listen, but the old people got to get to the stores first. If you got an old person who needs the shot, get them to the goddamn safe.
Yeah. It seems like they're always there.
But Channel 9...
No, they're always at the dump.
Channel 9 is...
They are.
I don't know what that says about where you're spending...
The dump doesn't give
a lot of your time.
I don't get regular trash service. I live 2 minutes from a dump, and I have never, in 2.5 years...
You're really going to help your property.
I have never...
Just 2 minutes from the dump.
I have never been to my dump, and it's a satellite dump. It's a really what it is. It's a satellite location.
Could all be an Anthony work there.
It's a dumpster that they, I guess, take to the landfill. And I have never been there dropping off my bags of trash where there hasn't been someone over the age of 70 there.
Hmm.
They love it.
They should be at Safeway.
They love it.
Do you think maybe they think you're going to throw something good away that they want to get?
No.
So
they just constantly clean.
This thing on Channel 9, which they're passing as news, but is really just assaulting these people who have done nothing. So they go...
Well, I mean, really, if it's there and you've got an opportunity to get a flu shot, why are they accosting these people?
They go through 4 in a row where she gets to pretend like she's the tough guy, you know, say, Why'd you get the flu shot? There are old people who need it.
Yeah, and how do they know the person isn't ill?
And then finally, one guy, the fifth guy that they showed in this piece, which was obviously spliced together, had an answer. And it's funny that this guy has to get on the defensive about why he got a flu shot.
Yeah.
Again, he's a black man.
Okay.
It's Washington, D.C. So, they're all black. But it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this piece, all of the people interviewed are black. They're doing it just by age.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This guy appears to be maybe, about my age, 46, 47, maybe 48. So they stop him. Same deal. All right, you just get the flu shot. Well, yes, I did. May we ask, are you in good health? Oh, I try to be. Do you know that there's a lot of old people, a lot of elderly people who really need these shots? Do you think that you should have passed on the shot this year because you're young and healthy? And the only guy that was allowed to get a response in was this guy who said, and he got a little uppity, and he got a little, I like this. He said, I am a health care provider. I am a dentist.
Uh-huh.
I will see people every day, even though I wear gloves, and even though even though my offices are clean, people bring the germs into my office. There's a better chance that I'm going to get it than the average person, which is why I'm here today. At which point,
and he'll be putting his hands in the mouths of elderly people.
At which point, the broad from Channel 9 begrudgingly says to him, "Well, I guess we can understand why you're here today."
Oh my God!
Back to you, JC.
Unbelievable.
And there may be other people who have excuses and reasons just as good.
And here's my point. Isn't it up to the people that are distributing these vaccines?
If they're giving them out.
If this is so important, if you're giving it to Safeway and they're making it available to the public, I don't think you're doing someone a disservice by getting a flu shot.
Do you think people are rushing to stores to get the shots since they've heard that there is a shortage?
Yes, of
isn't
course.
That that panic
of
mentality?
Course.
Of
course. Yeah. That's exactly my point.
Right.
That Channel 9, along with the rest of them, gets this panic going.
Right. Well, we're broadcast professionals, and my question would be, are they coming in to give us ours this year?
They're going to get back to us.
Okay.
But they know that...
That doesn't sound good.
Rob, that's not good enough.
No, I told
them. I want it now.
I told them that...
No, I want it now.
I said,
it's
very important that we get...
More than ever, we got to get them.
I said,
Rob,
it's very important that we get the proper information out.
I don't want to hear your excuses.
And while you're
can I tell you something?
Look, if we don't get ours right away, they're going to be like 80-year-old people that'll be getting
them. The last 3 years, we've always given you a saline.
Is that why I got sick?
We've given you a placebo the last 3 years.
Actually, no. 2 years ago, we actually gave him living flu virus.
And really, since they should be saved for the elderly, I should be the only one getting the shot this year.
That's so true. But, Channel 9, and they got a feature that they love running, Shame on You, where the big finger comes in
right,
front.
Right, right, right.
You know, like when they find a deli where the meat's gone bad.
Sure.
Right. Let me just say to you, Channel 9, shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Once.
And listen, here's the deal. If the people with the flu shots are really concerned about the old people, they'd say for the first 5 days, you got to be at least, 80 or 100.
Demonstrate you have some respiratory condition. Absolutely.
And then after that, it's open to everybody. But,
but if it's just open to the public, what the hell? Yeah,
I hear that there's really no shortage. It's just clever marketing. That's what I've heard.
It's supply and demand.
That's right.
And you know what it is? It's bait and switch. It's all of it. No, it's
they're
not.
So the nurses that give us our flu shots said they'll get back to us.
Isn't they're
that
panicked.
Nice? You tell them no thank you.
Right, okay, they're going to bring over four of them.
All right.
Okay. I'll tell them you said not to.
Okay, Rob.
Okay, Rob.
And Mike, I mentioned in my message left on your home machine today.
And thank you for reminding me of Buzz's birthday.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for me, too.
Only a buddy would do that because I didn't want you to be hanging here today.
Very nice.
After you disappointed me so many times on my birthday.
All of us remember.
This reminder, Mike, that 5:10 on Monday, we've arranged it now. We will have from a professional masseuse fitness place, two separate massage tables. We'll have robes and towels, courtesy of the Helix Hotel, for Robert Mailman and Dennis Murphy for the dual Red Sox massage. That'll be on Monday's episode.
Two massages, two massage tables.
one set of hands, two individuals, two full-body nude massages, like a two-game victory in the division series.
There you go.
I wonder if either Robert or Dennis have had their flu shot.
Thanks. You know, it's not bad enough. I'm going to really try to have a good weekend.
I got one more.
I'm going to be pausing over the weekend to think about this, and it will not make me happy.
Yeah. I got one word for you.
Yes.
Ringworm. I want you to think about it. I know you're going to be wearing the gloves, but be careful.
How about, as opposed to surgical gloves, how about Playtex living gloves? Playtex living gloves.
Those big yellow babies.
If I had, incidentally, I'm just going to tell you this, you know, because, I mean, it's at your discretion. If you let me wear Playtex living gloves, I'll really work on them.
But, Mike, they won't enjoy it.
It's got to be the surgical gloves.
Or maybe they would enjoy it.
They're ribbed for their pleasure.
Oh, stop it.
Anyway, that's...
You've got a leak.
Stop it. That's Monday.
Oh, my God.
That's Monday. And
I got a needle stick.
And you ready to get our picture taken for the website tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of went on a little bit of a crash and, you know, fit into a couple of things that even like 2 weeks ago I didn't fit into.
You're going to like this guy.
So I feel pretty good about it. I brought a sport coat and a shirt.
Good.
And then like another casual shirt.
I'm going all Sprockets.
Oh, you're
going
to wear the unitard?
The Dieter from Sprockets.
Very good.
Uh-huh. That's the look I'm going for. I've lost so much weight. I'm feeling good about myself. I think I look better in that Tron suit than Jay Maynard. That's the look I'm going for. All right, we'll report on that tomorrow.
Very good.
Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you
today,
all. Buzz.
Thank you, everyone.
And if I could just take this moment on your day to spotlight... What a spectacular man I am.
Yes.
If I could just say how big it is of me when my birthday was virtually ignored by all who I work with.
Mm-hmm. And you.
And you, my beloved listeners.
I'd have to say, yeah, you're right. I mean, I probably got you the crappiest birthday gift that I've ever gotten. I mean, I could have done better. I was disappointed.
I've let it go. It's not about me. It's Buzz's day.
Everybody's going to have a good haul at Christmas time.
But if I could just take a moment to say, God damn, you know, my birthday was 3 weeks ago.
I know.
Nobody did anything. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, Don. Buzz's day.
And happy birthday to you, too.
It's Buzz's day. Happy birthday to you. Buzz, seriously, today turns 62 years old. We could not be happier.
Wonderful.
We could not be happier.
What's exciting is knowing that it's this particular day, because everyone knows his birth records were lost.
Lost in that old fire back in the 1800s.
I feel like a 38-year-old.
Now, Buzz does have cards and stuff from everybody, which will remain private. However, Mike has given Buzz a card that has been requested to be opened on the air. Must be very special.
Yeah, can we have some romantic music while Buzz reads his card? Nice.
As you get that ready, I just want to read the inscription from inside the card Don gave me, which says, "Frankly, I didn't think you could get any older." I like that a lot.
Wonderful.
And Rob had a great religious card, which he and I share every birthday.
All right, now he's opening that. Before you get the, let the music start, before, because this is from the heart. All right?
Hold on, let me see. Does that work for you, Mike?
Fine, Don.
All right, here it is. Oh, it's to Grandpa. On the front, inscribed in gold script, is the word Grandpa.
Shut down the cover.
With a picture of a little bird. And
Grandpa.
And I believe in the background, the sunset of my life. Here's the inscription.
What's it say, Buzz?
I talk to him. We don't talk long. How are you? I'm fine. Our conversation's very much the same from time to time. But though our words don't say a lot, in between each line, I hear the million reasons why. I'm glad that Grandpa's mine. Grandpa, just wanted you to know you're being thought about with love and wished the best of everything on your birthday and always. Love, kiddo.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Nicely done.
That is so sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Very sweet.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Thank you all.
I oversold it.
Just a little bit.
I know.
I disagree. I know I did. I was making a big deal of it in the
and
office.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Pete from Fairbanks, Alaska.
There we go.
Thank you.
I made such
much.
A big deal. The first rule of comedy, don't oversell it.
So you're having a good birthday,
I'm
Buzz?
A great birthday. Beautiful day. I'm happy. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy my friends. And yeah, it's a great birthday. I actually feel younger this year.
And let me just say, as a bookmaker, boy, have I let all of my clients down. Michelle Manti, who works here at the radio station, the water broke yesterday. There was massive flooding throughout the entire mid-Atlantic, but she did, in fact, give birth to Matthew John Manti.
Yeah.
Last
Bravo!
Night at 7:34.
Bravo, Michelle.
He weighed 71 pounds.
Wow.
80 ounces.
Matthew Jr., named after Daddy.
71 pounds, 80 ounces, and he is 121 inches long.
That's right. Wow. And as soon as he was born, he walked right out of the delivery room and drove away in his new car.
And I think that's Manti.
Oh, Manti. Oh,
Manti.
You're right.
Manti.
You know,
kind of like what you're wearing.
I still call Manti.
A Manti.
Manti.
I see. You weren't slamming his tie, were you?
No, it's a man's tie.
That was a slam, because you don't say anything about a tie unless you think that the tie that I have on is less than manly.
No,
right.
No.
That's right. I'm slamming you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice tie, fag.
That's much better.
Matthew Jr.
Yes. Matt Jr. Jr.
Named after his father.
MJ.
And I keep calling her Michelle Combs because... That's the name we've known her for 10 years.
That's her DJ name.
It's Manti?
Yeah, I think it is.
I thought it was Manti.
Because isn't it Manti?
It call is. Her voicemail. She says it on her voicemail.
No, I don't want to call her voicemail.
What was Manti?
And the baby weighed 71 pounds, 80 ounces, 121 inches long.
That's a big kid.
That's a big baby.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm reading that wrong. Oh, it could be 7 pounds and 8 ounces.
Oh.
And 21 inches long.
No, either way, you're off.
Or it could be, I think it's 7,180 pounds.
Now, hold on. Let me just show you. I know what I was doing here. I know. Look at the way Beth Ann wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you, at first glance, wouldn't that almost look like 71 pounds?
71 pounds, 8 ounces.
You did that on purpose.
It is Manti.
210 inches long.
That's excessively long.
Absolutely.
So anyway, you know, I had predicted, I'm sorry to all of my guys out there who bet on my tips. I had told you she wouldn't give birth till next July.
Well, I know the London bookmakers are happy with you.
But boy, oh boy, that's a huge baby.
The offshore betting community.
That's a huge baby. Now the question is...
Rioting in Antigua right now.
How fast until infinity gets her non-pregnant ass back to work?
You know what she's... You know, I've never known of anyone that worked as long as she did here.
Yeah.
Right up until the baby was born. Literally the day before
the
baby. She
worked.
She was on her feet the day before the baby was born.
She worked past the due date.
Right.
She had the weekend where she was supposed to deliver the baby, and she told me she worked on the weekend. Then there was Monday and Tuesday she worked. She was supposed to give birth last Friday.
I think the deadline for her, she loses her job if she's not back here the Wednesday before Halloween.
That's fair.
I think that's the way it goes.
That is nearly 3 weeks.
I know.
I think it's too generous on your part.
That's what I've heard. I've just heard that, but I mean not a day later.
I should be back next week.
Very good.
Guys,
it's still a fertile joint, this place. This place is very fertile.
Can I just say something? As someone who has to look at the bottom line,
yes.
Let's be honest.
What?
It's Thursday. Couldn't she close some business on the telephone from her hospital room?
Oh, she'll be working the whole while.
You think so?
That's the way I understand it. You know, and as soon as the soreness goes away, she'll get the laptop.
She has to do a sponsorship billboard every time she hits the call button for a nurse. She's done the whole baby on trade.
Oh, hold on. I can't turn my email. It'll be easier for me to tell you what's in the email than to actually send you the email.
Is there any truth to the rumor they're putting a crib in Wendell's old workspace?
Assistant chief baby engineer.
In an effort to exploit every possible dime that they can out of this radio show, one of the salespeople sent an email to me that got filtered through Beth Ann. Would you be interested in this? They're always pitching us on commercials. Someone who wants my kid to do a commercial for some place that buys used textbooks, like for college students.
Oh, yeah, what do you think?
And I wrote back, why not get a commercial for a pawn shop? You know, really. Listen, right. I love my kid. I love having him on the show.
I'm Bart Source. Books cost too much.
He's just a kid now. Don't whore him out. And for God's sakes, don't ever ask him about it directly, because he'll say yes, because he'd do it for the money.
Yeah, he'd do it for the bucks.
He would do it for the money.
Sure.
I mean, Jesus. Come on.
Well, who are they asking, you or him?
No, they were asking, well, hold on.
Stan Freeberg's kid got started by hawking encyclopedias.
That's not the first time.
Funny textbooks. Oh, I'm Bart, and these are the best textbooks I've ever read.
AOL.
I guarantee it.
AOL. God, there's so many goddamn AOLs now.
Yes.
What do I want? 8.0, 7.0, AOL for broadband.
Broadband.
I always turned my textbooks right into beer.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought if they would actually, like a total beverage, buy the textbooks, it would have saved me a step.
It would have been great if they could have sold beer at the school bookstore.
I know, and I kept asking.
Virginia Commonwealth University and American University, but when we went there,
yes, right.
Beer was food.
Hold on a second. Who's on the hotline? Hello?
Hey, give work to Bart. Get him off our payroll.
Baby. Hey, darling, hold on.
Hey, now we've got the practical member of the family calling.
Yeah. Honey, no.
I'm
negative.
I'm calling Bart. I'm
negative. He is not Cody Gifford. Negative.
You're darn right. He's not. Cody Gifford's cute, but let Bart work.
Hold on a second. I'm just getting to my mailbox now. We have the slowest internet connection here.
Sure do.
Okay, online mailbox.
Seriously, I mean, really.
I've got mail.
I'd like him to get a head start on some career so we don't have him hanging around when he's 27, 28.
Never too early to start a career in advertising.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not kidding about this.
And he's slick enough to be in advertising, too.
Look who I got an email from. Marty Bass.
Right. Marty Bass.
Cool. I'm not kidding.
Marty Bass.
I can tell it's him because I see the
it is.
The return address. Let me see what he wants.
Does he want to do the commercial?
Hold on a second. Hi, Don. I got your message from Beth Ann about the Ravens game and about doing football talk with me. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. That's something else. That's about... Let me go. Old mail. Here we go. Old mail.
Are you looking for another job or something?
No. No, never mind.
Football talk with Don Geronimo and Marty Bass.
This program is not responding. Oh, crap. I can't find it. Beth Ann, would you please bring in the email? The one you forwarded me, this program just shut down.
Well, so you're against this.
Yeah, I'm 100% against this.
You're having trouble with our content partner?
Sugar Bear.
Yes, I am.
Why would you be against any money that Bart could earn legally that didn't come out of your pocket?
Because, it looks awful to have your kid whoring a product.
Okay.
I want him to just be a normal kid.
If your kid is still hanging around years from now...
Listen, he's doing much better at school. Hi, Beth Ann.
I know, but we want to make sure all our bases are covered.
Honey, I'm not going to whore him out. Beth Ann, do you have the email?
I got rid of it, and it wasn't even for money. It was for books.
Oh, want that.
Oh, he won't do it then.
It was just trade.
That doesn't matter.
It was just trade.
Yeah, never mind.
What is Marty Bass writing me about?
About doing that pregame show end of the month.
Oh, no, hold on. This is that TV thing. I remember this.
Are you going to be on the TV in Baltimore?
And hold on, Beth, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he invite Frida as well?
Yes, he invited both of you.
Yes, to be on whatever the Channel 13 Raven show is.
Now we're really talking.
See, there you go. Listen to her.
All right.
Lucy Ricardo.
Who needs the book deal?
Now we're talking. Yeah, forget about Bart.
Forget about Bart and his books. You guys are going to be on with Marty Bass. The world is your oyster.
49, it's not too late for me to be discovered.
Not at all.
All right, darling. I love
you. Thank you, Buzz. Oh, and happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you, Frida. Thank you for the card.
I saw your pictures. You're very handsome, and I love that. You know, I might have to get some of the tight shirts. Pictures printed up just for me.
That'll be fine.
Okay, good.
Okay. You know, Frida's looking at all the pictures that the photographers are taking for DonandMikeWebsite.com, which will be arriving by the end of the month.
Hey, Frida, I lost the address of the photographer.
I'll email it to you.
Oh, okay.
No, Beth Ann will give it to you, Mike.
Beth Ann will give it to me?
Beth Ann will give it
to
you.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
All right, baby.
Bye, sweetie.
Love you. Goodbye. My wife, Frida.
Yes.
That's Frida, your wife.
Frida, my wife.
Will you let us know when you guys are going to be on TV? Is it Channel 13?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's just Marty Bass being nice. Just
right.
Sent a note. Because I'm going to a couple of Ravens games
right.
this year. They were gracious enough to invite Frida and I to a couple of games. We're going to go to a couple of Ravens games this year.
You're made of Charm City.
And I love Baltimore.
I know you do.
I swear to God I do. I love it more than, I can't say I love it more than Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why can't you?
But I could.
Why can't you say that?
Because I can't. I can't.
Look at how well you've been treated.
I love him equally.
You haven't had people chase you in cars in Baltimore, try to run you off the road?
That's one that works in Baltimore's favor.
You haven't appeared at a major venue in Baltimore where you had to drive 6 hours to get there? You haven't walked on stage in
That's
Baltimore?
That's probably because the station...
Walked out on stage where there are 10,000 people that simultaneously flip you off?
Mike, which city do you like better?
I like Baltimore better. I love Baltimore.
Do you love Baltimore? You don't love Baltimore. You don't love Baltimore like I do.
I love going up to Camden Yards.
Mm-hmm.
I love the baseball up there. It's great. It's fun. It's a great place to go. I love a great little Spanish restaurant in Baltimore called Tio Pepe up there. That's a great place to eat. I love the Inner Harbor.
Of course.
I love Fells Point. I dig Baltimore.
Sure. I love Berlin. Baltimore.
Berlin.
Easy.
Rob, you based that simply on the train.
It looks so
driving
nice.
Through the, that part
like
of Baltimore.
Burned out train. Berlin.
All I'm saying is that they're poised for a comeback. The greatest people in the world. Baltimore.
Anyway, listen, whatever. It's Baltimore.
I love it.
I'm going there.
I love it.
And Marty Bass asked if Frieda and I would be on the show. And listen, I understand that it's garbage. And here's what I mean by this. It's the show that's
now be
on...
careful.
Yeah. No.
This will be fun for you.
No. Get back to Marty Bass and he will disinvite you.
No, here's the thing. It's the show that's on Channel 13 after the Ravens game is over.
Right.
So after the game is over...
So it's live?
Yeah. At the stadium. Like the wrap-up. The only people that watch that are the dopes that really, really believe...
That eat, breathe, and sleep
the Ravens football.
Yeah, because even a rabid fan, by the time the game is over,
uh-huh.
you've switched to another game.
Mm-hmm.
That's, they're only doing this with the thought that they can hold on to some viewers. All the TV stations and all the markets do this.
Sure.
When your team's game is over, who doesn't switch to the other channel to watch the other game?
That's right.
So it's just a ploy to keep people tuned in.
Very good. We'll see. It works.
And it's flattering, but ridiculous to think that anybody would stay tuned to watch me and my wife talk about the Ravens game.
Well, but I mean, TV is TV.
But we'd be glad to because...
You can do it, yeah.
Because... I love Baltimore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love Baltimore. And Mike, I got dibs on that.
Yeah, well, you can have that because you're Mr. Ravens. I mean, you go up there and didn't you travel with the team?
Or, yes.
I mean,
yes.
Come on.
I got dibs on Baltimore. I got dibs on that Crest toothpaste
mm-hmm.
that I like so
the
bad.
Cinnamon
Rush.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything that would, you know, allow me to trump you on Baltimore.
I got dibs on Diet Vanilla Coke.
Except maybe one thing, but
what?
I mean... Well, one of my children was born in Baltimore.
Yeah. That's just because that's where the best doctors...
Look at that. Isolate that sound.
Native.
Yeah.
That's just because that's where the best doctors happen to be.
But you have,
well, of course. Johns Hopkins University.
Yes.
Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Another,
the best in the country, in my opinion.
Another jewel in Baltimore's crown.
And another reason why I love Baltimore so much.
Mm-hmm. But you have dibs on Patty Modell.
You bet.
I was thinking about bringing my cinnamon toothpaste into the radio station, but then again, you would have accused me of squeezing out half the tube. You would have said that it was just a ruse, just to bring in my half-empty tube of toothpaste to show you that I've been using it for well over a month and a half.
It's a few things I got dibs on.
I know, you got dibs on.
Giant Vanilla Coke,
yeah.
Opus X cigars.
I got dibs on the massage table.
Done. Sold.
Yes.
Sold.
And since I'm doing that, am I allowed to say congratulations to the Red Sox
of
for
course.
Winning their second game in a row against the Anaheim Angels?
2-0.
Look at them go.
For some reason. Because they're 2-0 and they're going back to Fenway because everything is pointing in the right direction right now, I'm afraid. I'm very, very afraid.
Don't worry about it. Not with the Angels, Mike. Worry about it the next series. You got this Angels thing done.
Okay.
We got a break now. Bob Schieffer's coming on, so we really have to... This is a hard, rock-hard break we have
sure
to get.
Mm-hmm.
A question, though. You've seen the ad for the Michael Vick ride?
Yeah.
I got this thing in the mail, and I can't tell the people from Nike if they're so slick or if I am so stupid.
That you think it's a real ride?
Here's the thing. I got a map on the back of this thing. that leads to the Georgia Dome. Okay? It says here's how you get to the Michael Vick Experience. Just off Martin Luther King Drive, of course. I bet you get some good drugs there. You get good drugs on any city on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Every town. Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Southwest. Turn on to Northwest Drive, Northwest 41. Turn right at Georgia Dome. End of Georgia Dome Drive, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, what's your point?
Looks like.
You think it's a ride?
Looks like it's
a ride. No, they're giving you directions to the Georgia Dome where Vic plays.
Listen, here's my thing, Mike. Take a look at this brochure
right.
During the break.
Doesn't look like a ride.
I'm telling you, I'm a mook, I'm a moron. Even though I have a man tie on today. And thanks, fag.
Hey, no, you know I was not.
Thanks for that, man tie.
Merely a pronunciation.
Man tie, that's how you say Michelle's last name.
Man tie.
Is it man tee?
No, it's man tie.
Man tie. Now you're looking at that, Mike. Does that look like that's a real ad or a fake ad?
Well, it's a fake ad it's not the Michael Vick Experience. That's just a fake ride.
Sure.
Yeah, this is an ad for shoes.
Sure. I'm sure it is.
This is an ad for shoes.
I've had the Michael Vick Experience. It's 1 in 3.
Hey, Buzz. I get the ad I'm also bitter. For the Steve McNair Experience, where you get to sit on a bench for an hour.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I want to ask Don if this was like the time that Michael Vick threw the football out of the stadium in a commercial, if that was real.
Yeah, all right. You know, maybe, okay, like, didn't I preface this by saying I'm a stupid man?
When it comes to, there's something about football.
They've made it
where you want to believe so bad because you love the game so much.
The factor.
You want to walk down that road into that little ride, don't you?
Well, now, why would Nike send this to me in the mail? You know what they're doing? Nike should know that people that wear Nike products like myself are stupid. You send me something shiny like that looks like there might be a real Mike Vick ride somewhere where you strap yourself in, and I'm sure it wouldn't be exactly like it is in that commercial.
Look like Vick. Wear Vick's shoes. Before you can try to fill Vick's shoes, you've got to experience Vick's shoes.
But look at the picture.
The Air Zoom Vick 2s feel springy.
But look at the picture. But look at the picture of the guy getting into the... getting into that strap-on thing like it's a ride.
It's a commercial.
Right.
That's from the commercial. That's what makes it funny. And when they put him out in...
All right, Scrooge.
He's in a stadium.
Okay. Christmas, Warren.
I can't win. I'm just telling you, it's fake.
Okay. Whatever you say, Mike. All I know is this... I've got the directions. I've got MapQuest. I'm driving there
good
this weekend.
You.
I'm driving there this weekend.
Excellent.
Check it out. God, they do everything, though, to make it look real. They really do.
Yeah.
I mean, they especially that picture right down there where you see people in an amusement park. You've got the roller coaster in the back, and they've got the Michael Vick Experience here.
No.
But it's fake.
Meanwhile, 9 a.m. Saturday morning, you're driving around Atlanta. Hello?
Really, that might be fake.
Of course.
You know, I will tell you this.
Thought it would be funny to bring it up on the show.
And it was.
Don't you think it would be a great ride?
Oh.
If you could design a ride where...
Oh, man, oh,
why couldn't
man.
You do? Why couldn't you just have the guy strapped into this kind of shoulder thing like
let
you're in a roller coaster?
Let him put a helmet on.
And then you have a big TV screen in front of you and you dodge guys. I think it'd be great.
You just go through a ride. Listen, everybody's calling about this. We got a break now because I thought I'd never say this. Bob Schieffer from Face the Nation. We'll be joining us next.
Outstanding private pile.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Responses have got to end in order for us to get the framework, the groundwork, not framework, the groundwork to discuss a framework for peace to lay the... All right.
You see, free nations are peaceful nations. Free nations don't attack each other. Free nations don't develop weapons of mass destruction.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
The Don and Mike Show. Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Good motto. Absolutely now in this break. We never get real guests like this.
Absolutely not. It's a thrill.
Here he is, host of Face the Nation. Don't we have some, teletype?
Here's the standard newsman teletype.
Here is really a guy who just is slumming to be on the show, the great Bob Schieffer. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, it is a pleasure to finally have you on. Can we applaud for this?
Yeah, we sure can.
We'll give Bob Schieffer a round of applause.
thank you for coming down to our level, Bob.
Well, it's a pleasure to be
here. I know you've been on other shows that are political shows. I'll tell you how we brand our show. It's lifestyle-oriented. It used to be dirty until the FCC.
Right.
And we are one of the few guys that are able to do a show without doing the stuff that we used to do before. So part of the reason that you're on is because before we would have just probably filled this break with fart sound effects.
Right.
And but frankly, sir, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do it. And now, and I think more than ever, I certainly more on this show than it's ever been, we're interested in everything that's going on. This is one of the most fascinating election years that I think I've ever seen.
Well, first, let me tell you how honored I am to know what I've replaced.
Sure. You should be, Bob.
Sir. Let me get a plug in here. Bob's new book is called Face the Nation. Now, Bob, who am I to critique? But this is a long title. Face the Nation, my favorite stories from the first 50 years of the award-winning news broadcast. That's a lot to put on a title.
Well, I think if you're going to really just take the title, isn't it just Face the Nation?
Then,
what are the big letters? Face the Nation and Bob Schieffer, right?
Yeah, the big letters are the title. And the little letters are to help you know what's inside.
Tell the title.
And Bob has a book signing here in D.C. tonight at 7 at Olson's, Wilson Bridge in Arlington, VA. Bob, first off, with Face the Nation, it's a new phenomenon, I would think, in the last 15 or 20 years that you have, and I don't know, you can tell me if the numbers back this up or not, a younger demographic actually sitting down on Sunday morning before football watching these shows, where before we would have blown them by and said, just wait till football. There are a lot of people that watch your show and the other shows on Sunday. Have you noticed that, especially with younger?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, these Sunday shows, it's really amazing that the part they now play without, sounding too high-polluting about it. I mean, they really have become part of the process. And what we talk about on Sundays is often what official Washington talks about the rest of the week, and during a campaign season, they become like a primary. And so, in fact, some of the candidates call the Sunday shows the Sunday primaries now. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, when I came to Washington in 1969, when somebody wanted to float an idea or something, they put it in one of these super columnist columns, Scotty Reston or the Alsop Brothers or something. Now, when people want to float an idea, they generally do it on one of the Sunday shows. So it's really a lot of fun, and we have had a lot of fun with Face the Nation over the years, and it's just amazing that a broadcast could last. I mean, you all know the fickleness of the broadcast world.
Hello.
That one broadcast could last for 50 years. We're the second oldest program on television, and I would like to clarify one thing. I've only been there for the last 13 years. I wasn't there for the whole 50 years.
Who are your predecessors on that show?
Well, the first moderator was a guy named Ted Koop, who was the Washington bureau chief, and then over the years, correspondents like Stuart Novins, Martin Agronsky.
Okay, I remembered it now. I pick up at Martin Agronsky.
Me too.
Yeah. And Martin Agronsky, Leslie Stahl, and George Herman, bless his heart, who was the moderator for 15 years. He held the job longer than anybody else. And we had a little book party in Washington the other night, and George showed up. He's 83 years old.
Wow.
And just told some great stories about being on the broadcast. He's just as sharp as he ever was.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question about your time on Face the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
What can you remember the angriest a guest, or has a guest ever really gotten angry, like during a commercial break when you go to break? Anyone who's really just really gotten hot?
Ollie North. Ollie North was running for the Senate. You remember back there?
Oh, sure, yeah. Big race in
Virginia.
Ran
against Chuck Robb for the Senate, and
right.
He just got furious. And he worked it out. We now see each other from time to time, and, it's all past. But that was probably one of the most contentious interviews I ever had on on Face the Nation. The most surprising one, the most surprising response I ever got from anybody came from President Clinton's lawyer, Bob Bennett.
Okay.
And he was on one Sunday during the impeachment. It was before impeachment. It was when the Paula Jones thing was going on. And you'll remember she had alleged that the president had certain characteristics in his anatomy that only someone who'd been intimate with him could know about.
Right.
And so this question came up, and Bob Bennett, this big lawyer for the president of the United States, said, I want to tell you right now, the president is normal in size, shape, and direction.
And Bob, listen, who am I to say this, but I just want to warn you that we are working in a new environment now.
That's funny. Warning Bob Schieffer about that.
And that what you just said, we may get fined for.
This is true. Bob Schieffer's shock jock. It's terrible.
Now, listen, Bob, besides your book and besides your great work on Face the Nation, this is why I'm so thrilled to have you on. How timely this is. Next week, the final presidential debate will be moderated by this guy that's on the phone right now, Bob Schieffer. Bob, I know you've done similar work in the past, but what pressure are you feeling right now? You personally, as a broadcaster, as a guy that's going to ask the answers on...
Ask the questions, right?
I'm sorry, ask the questions on, right. On the last debate. Are you getting... good, nervous, butterfly, are you jacked up?
You want to be, I'll be absolutely honest with you, and people often ask me, do you get nervous on television? And the answer is no. I mean, I've been on it so long, I've made so many mistakes, I've made every mistake, and I've come to understand there is life after mistakes.
Well, you'll soon learn that after you hang up the phone with us.
Yeah, being on television is kind of like learning to ride a bicycle. It doesn't take a lot of brains, you just have to practice and you get through it. But I have to tell you, on this one, I really am up for it. And
yeah.
I really, I don't know if I'd call them butterflies, but I wake up every morning and I have a kind of a little tingly feeling.
That's what I was looking for.
You know, this has got kind of a World Series heavyweight championship fight era.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's great because, you know, so much of our politics now is so sour and it's no fun and there's no spontaneity. I mean, people are making time in their day to go home and watch these things. I mean, how long has it been since you heard anybody say, you know, I got to get home because I got to watch that commercial?
I don't remember
George
it.
Bush.
Bob, I don't remember this in our history. In my, you know, since I've been following this, do you remember a time when there was this? I mean, we've had close races, plenty of close races, but I don't remember in modern history a time when there's been this much electricity surrounding a presidential election.
Absolutely, and I just think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything we can do to get some excitement, to create interest in our politics, I just think it's all to the good. And I mean, these first two debates I thought were just fascinating. I thought they were compelling television. And we're also learning something. I mean, we're actually getting a picture of who these people are, and we kind of get to put them up there and do a little comparison shopping. And I'm really excited about it. I mean, I'm just like a kid going to his first baseball game.
Bob, I'm glad you're excited, and I'm glad you get the sports analogy, because I'm going to lay it out for you like this, and really I'm not blowing smoke. It's like the Super Bowl now of politics. It's the build-up to Election Day.
Yeah, whichever way it goes.
And it's like...
the last one.
It's like watching the Super Bowl, and John Madden's going to be covering the game.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. And I mean that as a compliment.
Right. Madden,
well, I appreciate that. I mean, I'd be excited about it even if I were not involved in this final debate. It's I love politics, and I just think anything we can do to get people in this country turned back on to politics.
Would you even know... I didn't even mention this when my wife was on a second ago. You know what she's doing tomorrow night?
No.
You know, her friend Marilyn is having a debate party.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Isn't that great?
People are doing this.
Yeah, I'm too antisocial to go, but my wife is going. I prefer to watch it at home by myself.
Well, I think really the way this debate tomorrow night shapes up, regardless of who comes out ahead, Bob, I think you'll agree that even if it's the president or if it's John Kerry, it sets the table for... these final two debates are going to be more viewed than ones in the past, I think.
I think traditionally the first one has always drawn the larger audience,
right.
But they're now beginning to say that the last one may draw an audience at least equal to the first one.
That's unprecedented, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Is that unprecedented? I mean, has that happened before?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And I think it's going to be just terrific.
Now, Bob, how much leeway... Are you allowed to, or when the moment comes up, will you take? I know that there's the red light, green light thing, but if you get these guys going, and a seasoned professional like, and I mean that really, you're the broadcaster's broadcaster. If you got these guys going, will you let them, I mean, beyond the 30 seconds, would you say, respond?
Like, give them another minute? Is that, are you able to do it in the rules of the debate?
I suppose if the other guy agreed to it.
Right.
I think I have said that I'll moderate the debates under the rules that the debate commission has deemed appropriate. And so, if I said, maybe if somebody wanted to go longer and I turned to the other one and said, would you like to let him go longer so then you get equal time? If they said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I could do that.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a little exciting to have him on. I mean, just talking, realizing that in just a couple of weeks we're gonna be seeing
next
this.
Next week.
Yeah, my God.
Bob, when you've been doing Face the Nation,
mm-hmm.
who is, political or otherwise, the funniest guest that you've ever had on? I mean, someone who has made you genuinely laugh, either on the show or off the show?
Well, you know, that's a hard one because I'm not sure who I would pick for that.
Right, well, then who has a sense of humor that we wouldn't expect has a sense of humor?
Well, some of the oddest people sometimes turn out to have, Orrin Hatch. Now, who would think Orrin Hatch would have a good
sense of humor? That's a great answer.
I've met Orrin Hatch, and he's right about that.
And every so often, he'll come up with a really funny thing. Ted Kennedy will come up with a good line from time to time. You just never kind of know. It's like I was talking about Bob Bennett a while ago. I mean, when he came out with that line, I thought Gloria Borgia, who was joining me in the questioning that morning, I thought she was going to slide right under the table. He said later, said, God, I hope my mother wasn't listening.
And in all the years that you've been covering so many leaders of the world, who, in your opinion, would you categorize as someone that that truly impressed you as being a larger-than-life figure?
Well, people like Henry Kissinger certainly were. Some of the people like that. Lyndon Johnson, I have to say, he was the first politician I ever knew about. I saw him the first time when I was 10 years old, and he came to the vacant lot where we played baseball on the northwest side of Fort Worth, came in a helicopter. And, we'd never seen a helicopter, number one, so we were terrified. He came down there and made this speech, and at the end took his hat off and threw it out into the crowd, and I was telling this story later to Congressman Jake Pickle, who was a longtime congressman from Austin. He said, oh, yeah, he said, that was my job in the campaign. And I said, what? He said, I was the hat catcher. He said, old Lyndon said he wasn't about to waste a hat on a rally. So he said, my job, I'd fly up to the place where the helicopter was coming, get on the front row, and then he'd throw the hat to me. And, you know, I mean, that's what we got to get back to our politics, and that's why I'm so excited about these debates. I was 10 years old. That was 1948. I can remember every single minute of that day, you know, because it was exciting. It was something my dad took me to see. And, you know, it just grieves me that so much of our politics now is just these nasty campaign commercials.
You know, how is Dan Rather holding up?
He's doing okay. This has been a really tough thing. And, we made a mistake. I mean, Dan got lied to by a source, by someone he trusted. But.
Right.
He's admitted it. We've apologized. We've got an investigation going on. We're going to figure out how to see that this never happens again. But I got to tell you, until we get this thing worked out, we're just going to have to take our lumps for a while.
But listen, here's the thing. It ain't the end of the world. And when you have someone like Bob Schieffer or Dan Rather, who I saw getting on TV and saying, hey, you know, we're going to double check the facts.
I have a question for Bob.
What do you want?
When this all came out, and the fact that, the source was not legitimate, that you'd been lied to. My feeling was, do you think that even if it had held up, I don't think necessarily that the story would have had legs for that much time anyway. Do you, Bob?
I don't.
Right.
To be quite honest about it, I mean, 2 weeks before, I mean, you know, people always say we have some party line or, you know, we're following some line, the people who think we're biased. Well, let me tell you, just give you an example of why that's not true. 2 weeks before Dan Rather did that story, I had done a commentary in which I said, George Bush was in the National Guard long enough to fly a jet airplane. John Kerry volunteered to go to a war where they were shooting at you. Can't we just let it go with that?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Amen. Then the final... I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Finish
and
up.
And so, you know, I said that. And then a week later, Dan Rather did a story about George Bush's National Guard records, which just shows you. I mean, if there was somebody telling us, you know, to follow a party line, one of us must have been missing from class that day.
Absolutely.
But that's what news is. It's what the reporter thinks it is. And, I agree with you, though. I'm not sure that the story would have gone much further.
Well, then, we appreciate your time. The last question I would have for you, we work for CBS, for Viacom. Our checks are signed by CBS. Which of these three shows do you think has the best chance of winning its time slot on the CBS schedule this fall? It's a drama starring Dean Cain called Clubhouse.
Okay, that's the...
About a boy who's a bad boy for the Yankees.
That's choice number one.
Then there's the overwhelming favorite, CSI New York, with Gary Sinise.
Crime scene investigator.
And there's the fabulous Rob Lowe in Dr. Vegas.
So those are the three choices?
Of those three, Bob, which do you predict will be this year's CBS breakout hit?
You got him out of his element, Bob.
Bob, it's a softball. It's CSI all the way.
CSI, Bob, we'll help you with that one. How's that?
Okay, if you say so, I'm with you.
I want to say that Rob Lowe is worth everything.
You know, can I just say, really, I've been watching you for years. It is truly an honor, and we don't get a chance to say that very much, to have people like yourself on the show. It's an honor to have you on the show, and I know you're going to do a great job with the debate. And
good luck with your book.
You want to talk about an objective journalist? Yeah. We got one right
this
here.
Guy's great.
Well, thank you, guys. And I'd just like to, if anybody would like me to sign their book, I'll be out at Olson's tonight on Wilson Boulevard in Arlington. You're great to have me.
And please tell John Kerry we said hi.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, see?
Yeah.
That was cool. We can do that.
Do you know, I was cruising along with the whole Face the Nation thing and then realized, I mean, I knew it, but you reminded me that...
About the debate, right.
In a week, this guy's going to have a significant impact on the future of the country.
I'm glad to hear he's got some butterflies. That's good, yeah.
And it's, you know, and all the moderators so far, it's their question. That's very, very kind.
I'm glad it's him for that debate.
Yeah, I am too.
Phone scan here. I was hoping it would be Billy Bush from Access Hollywood.
Next time.
Oh, and incidentally, Nancy O'Dell is... apparently, whatever it is, it only lasted 3 days. Go figure.
She's back.
Whatever it is that was ailing her.
Good. Does she have her memory back?
Her below-the-waist malady is okay. And
no, it's amnesia, Don.
We'll have her on the show today. Your calls right now on the rotating random phone scale. This is where we take calls from anywhere. This is like the polar opposite of the preceding 15 minutes on the show.
That's why I believe, you know, this is the show that should have the label fair and balanced.
Although I would like anyone who calls in, tell us the first time you saw Lyndon Johnson.
Although, many of our listeners are unfair and unbalanced.
Yes, how about our listeners telling us if they know who Lyndon Johnson is?
877-365-3636. Your calls, live and unscreened. Phone scan comes right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take that out! It smells like s***!
Oh. Has this ever happened to you? You have a load of beer cans, stolen car parts, drug paraphernalia, rib bones, and tattoo needles that could sink a landfill. And a regular trash bag can't hold that crap. It'll just break.
Clean that s*** up! How are we gonna sleep on the floor, huh? And who's that asshole?
You need white trash bags. They're double packed to handle the type of garbage that only white trash can dish out.
Hey, this thing weighs a ton.
I told you your grandmother died.
Hey, look, it's not ripping or dripping or nothing.
White trash bags. In one ply, two ply, and how the f*** did you get it in their ply?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ricardo Limon.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Silly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot. Yeah, that's true.
They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello. Phone scam. Lying straight ahead, 877-365-3636. Tomorrow is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow on the show, the Chizen, as we pick the pros with Rich from the NFL Network.
Yeah.
The Chizen is sponsored by Tower Records, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and the movies you love than Tower. Pleased to be watching Rich on his show. That's every night at 7 and 10. NFL Total Access on NFL Network. For information, go to
NFL.com.
All right. Soon to be linked on DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Yes, when it gets our pretty pictures on there.
That's the Rich Eisen commercial. That's the thing. Where's the thing? There's the thing, and there's the thing, and there's... All the things.
All the buttons have been properly pushed.
877-365-3636. Phone scan. Hello. Unscreened, uncensored phone calls. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show. First call right here. I promise. Hello?
Shopkeeper?
What?
Hold on. Hold on. Start again.
Are you got me?
Yes.
I got you. Bob Schieffer, I'm absolutely amazed.
But then he came with
that's a class act. Did VA get that for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Bob Schieffer just called up on his own and wanted to be on the show. What do you think, dumbass?
Of course.
That's a pretty classy deal.
How about that, huh?
That caliber of guest on your show.
See, we put the linen tablecloths out once in a while.
How about that? We get a good guest like that, but we still got schmucks like you calling us.
Come on now.
Yeah, don't diminish us. Just, you know, it's like
I'm impressed. You guys never cease to amaze.
It's like, you know, you have a great guest at a dinner party, and everybody goes, hey, I didn't know you knew him.
That'd be a great guy to have dinner with. Boy, he'd have stories galore.
You know, somehow you're ruining the moment for us,
now
though.
It's getting weird.
He has stories galore.
He has Bob Schieffer's tingling feelings.
Absolutely. Thank you, Buzz. Help me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, help him, Buzz.
There's no helping you.
Help this guy, Buzz. Please run him over. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I take my funny little honey on the SS Grease Man. I like to single man ski, Nobbledygee, 101 DC.
Whatever.
Retards galore.
Here they are. Talk about getting back to Earth.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello,
this is the phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, correctamundo.
Hey, great job, guys. Just want to tell you thank you for keeping me laughing in the D.C. traffic.
Right on. Well, thank you. Really, there is...
Jeepers funny.
Almost nothing anybody could say that's nice. Thank you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right, goodbye.
Bye now.
Good for him. Well, no, that was Mike. That's how we like it.
Yeah.
Hit and run if you're going to be nice. Yeah. Just get in, say it, and get out.
Oh, they're all upsetting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, this is Mark in Stockton, California. I just want to say there's some really good heroin on Martin Luther King Drive if anybody's looking for some.
Funny, no matter what town you go to in America, you can find the good stuff on MLK Drive.
Right.
Could be a song.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, Fred, how would you like to ask me?
Okay, he was doing the Eddie Murphy Raw thing. which Rich Eisen was doing on his TV show the other
was
day.
Was he really? Yeah.
Remember I told you that? He just did just a brief little aside.
Right. He's a funny man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yesterday when you were doing that thing about if he can change our minds in 30 seconds about who to pick, until it's statistically impossible with the die, I can't decide between Kerry or Nader, and like I said...
Hold on. Are you using a die, which is singular for dice?
Yeah. I've got 1, 3, and 5 for Nader, 2, 4, 6 for Kerry.
That's how most voters do it.
It's physically impossible for it to come the other way. I'm rolling a die. That's about the only way I can pick on it.
Is somebody rolling you into the nearby institution?
Hold on a second. Do you have the die in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, then you can stop being an undecided.
Uh-huh. So what are the numbers for Kerry?
Well, at the present time, Kerry is 3 rolls ahead.
But No.
Wait a minute.
This is a one-roll deal. You roll the die one time. Now what is... Kerry's 1, 3, 5.
No, I think you do it a different way. I think... Do you have 2 dice, or do you have one?
I got 1 die. I started rolling September 1st, and each whatever one comes up, I mark it either for Kerry or...
You're an idiot. Get off the phone. The problem is that there are too many undecided people out there.
Isn't that scary?
And at this point, I mean... We yelled about it yesterday for a long time. How can you not have your mind made up?
But what are the odds that we'd have Bob Schieffer and Martin Agronsky on the same show?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And that guy's been rolling a die
since September 1st.
Singular for dice every day.
That's frightening.
For a month and a week.
Still can't decide.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How we decided the last election.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, this is for Buzz. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Why, thank you, sir.
I was just wondering, what happened to your favorite lover, Jorge? This would be a perfect day for him to call in and...
That is a wonderful question.
Where
has Jorge been?
I don't know. He doesn't call. He doesn't write.
What did you do to him?
I thought I'd hear from him today, but still nothing. I don't know why.
I don't think we're violating any standards when I repeat Jorge's greatest line ever. That,
about the toothbrushing?
Yes, he wanted to brush his teeth with Buzz's love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Donnie with an I, Mike. Happy birthday, Buzz, and I've got a question for Rob.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Rob, now, in advance, if this is too stupid of a question, my mom's a whore, but I would like to know, what is the status with you and your wife? Because you guys keep making fun of her.
She's
like,
great.
Is she good?
She's great.
Well, no, like, but in all seriousness, my question is, because sometimes you talk about
you
her.
You want me to be like, serious? Sir?
Yes, please.
All right? Take pen to paper and jot this down.
Okay.
Carrie, my wife.
Yes.
Regretfully. She is fat.
She's fat?
Get out of here, please.
Oh, God.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. First thoughts and prayers to the family of James Force. And secondly,
when you talk about Jimmy, I shouldn't even have mentioned that
right.
thing with him being sick. Like I said, it's not what you think.
Right.
Okay? So my fault for mentioning that.
Okay. And about your show, when you're hot, you're hot.
Thanks a lot. Should have said that to Bob Schieffer.
That's for sure.
Thanks, Bobby. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Buddy-o,
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Robert from Las Vegas.
Hi there, Robert.
You guys are great here, and you need to be on an FM station here.
You know, I agree. I think I've heard the station out in Las Vegas. Maybe I didn't hear it clearly because it was after a night of losing. But when I lost out in Las Vegas, but it's not a strong station. I wish we were on an FM stick out there.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, we got what are we looking at? 15 months? I think it'll be less than that.
Mm-hmm. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my friend.
The reason that I called the guy that shot at Siegfried and Roy's house, Cole Ford,
football player.
He was a kicker for the Raiders in '95. I thought you would know that, Don.
Yeah, well, I asked Don yesterday. I mean, he was a kicker?
I have never heard of him.
A field goal kicker?
I have never heard of him.
He's not really a real NFL player.
I like knowing that, but no, this guy's right. I should have had that one. How many years did he play for the Raiders?
I believe it was 2 or 3 years.
3, I believe.
See, when it goes back to Raiders kickers, I think, okay, George Blanda, then you get to Ray Guy. Then you get like to the point where it's like...
Well, Ray Guy was the punter, right?
Yeah, but still, kickers.
Right.
Then, now I just think as well, Sebastian Janikowski.
And he was the head case, right?
Yeah. Somewhere in between George Blanda and Sebastian Janikowski, the Raiders have had probably 1,000 kickers.
Sure.
But those are the only two that I remember.
So have you gotten any clue as to why this NFL former player shot at them?
Thank you, bud.
That's all I needed to tell you. My mom's from Mooresville.
Yeah, apparently.
No, that
was helpful.
Not maybe.
Well, I'd like to tell some of our callers...
She just visits there.
...to rehearse the entire script.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I have a question for Buzz.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Buzz. How could a great American like Ollie North be born on the same day as a commie thinker like you?
Oh, is today Oliver North's birthday, too?
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Were you on the plane with me when Ollie North was on the plane?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I was on the plane with you when, who's the guy?
Wasn't Ollie North on a plane with us, and he was like, just like pontificating and lecturing.
Oh,
and
yes.
Sermonizing.
Yes.
And like
that's
running
him.
His mouth. And by the time that plane landed, you and I wanted to kill the guy.
No, I was on that flight with you. You're absolutely right.
And he was talking about Cal Ripken, remember?
Yeah.
Talking about Cal Ripken and the record and just talking about what a great American he is and stuff. And he's like, oh, shut up.
Shut up, Ollie.
Yeah.
Ollie.
Wobble, wobble. Oliver. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Oliver. What a queer name. Unless you're like Oliver Stone, then you can pull it off.
Right.
Otherwise, I keep thinking of that musical. Oliver. Mm. Good morning, sunshine.
Starshine.
And what was the name of the midget boy?
What?
The midget boy from H.R. Puff and stuff?
Oh, Jack Wilde.
Jack Wilde. Was he in...
Wasn't he Oliver, though?
Dodger.
Yeah, he was the Artful Dodger.
Artful
as well.
Dodger in Oliver.
Right.
In the movie Oliver.
Hello.
And, of course, there's Oliver Hardy, the great Laurel and Hardy.
Right.
Yeah. On Broadway, Davy Jones was in Oliver Twist.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Gentlemen.
I can't help it. They pull over the top.
You're my commute's metaphorical bosom.
which I suckle on every ride home.
Thank you, my friend.
Your multifaceted program inspires me in scandalous and honorable ways. May you live 1,000 years and have matzo ball sandwiches to eat every day.
Thank you. Now eject. You'll be the perfect call. You'll be the perfect call. Just
so
eject.
Nice.
Let it go.
That's a good call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You are a great radio host.
you're a great audience.
Incidentally, I think I found my new favorite comment and compliment. I think somebody should always say, "May you live 1,000 years."
You are a great guy. Thank you so much.
I had a question, Don, when you're going to be on the Marty Bass football show.
See, now they're clamoring for it.
I guess so. Yeah, sure.
I was wondering if Stan Fan's going to be on there with you.
Stan the Fan, you know, Stan the Fan got fired from the Baltimore station like 10 years ago.
Has this guy seen Stan the Fan on with Marty Bass before?
Now, I was just wondering, because I know you're going to be in Baltimore with Marty Bass, and I know that Stan the Fan's a big football
fan. Stan the Fan and Marty Bass, I'm over here. I remember when I used to work at Dawn Station. I'm not there anymore. He didn't like me. Hello, Don and Mike. So. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Yeah, hey, happy birthday to Buzz.
Thank you.
There you go.
And happy belated birthday to Don.
Ah, like you mean it. What can we do for you?
That's all I wanted.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Good job.
Bye.
See you later. Thank you. See you later. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to the Buzzard.
There you go.
Hey, two words for you, XM Radio.
Hey, three words for you.
No way.
For us? Yeah. Are you kidding?
I don't think so.
No effing way.
I really don't think so. I think we like where we are, really.
Uh-huh. We have a contract with Infinity. No disrespect to Howard. He's got a great deal with Sirius Radio.
Sure.
But here's the thing, and I think Howard's capable of this. He just is the guy who is the poster child for what radio has become. Listen, the bottom line change that we made like 8 months ago was no more excrement humor.
Right.
Lay off the sex stuff.
Right.
You know, is it possible to do a show and still be funny and have people like it?
Absolutely.
As we said
back when we did this, it's the show we did before anyway.
We can do it. It ain't a problem for us. We don't have to worry about going to satellite radio. Listen, I'm a fan of satellite radio. Most everybody in this room owns it. Frankly, I think it's 10 or 15 years away from getting into our society the way the cable TV has and HBO has.
Right. And I also think that it would be interesting to look at that 10 or 15 years down the road and see exactly if it's what everybody thought it was going to be. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it's going
to
be.
I tell you the one thing that interests me is that, normally I say I don't listen to Howard's show. Okay. I don't, because I don't want to be influenced by it. And frankly, I watch Regis in the morning.
Right.
But I turned it on today, and I heard him talking about his deal with the satellite radio thing. And now I'm looking at this thing, Inside Radio, and it says, how long will Howard Stern keep talking about Sirius?
Mm-hmm.
He spent more than an hour discussing his move to Sirius today. WXRK General Manager Tom Chiasano asked Howard to cool it, but Stern proceeded to put listeners on the air who congratulated him and said they're buying Stern stock in it, and it goes meaning they're buying stock in Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
The question that becomes interesting at this point is, when does Infinity say, do they say to Howard, hey, listen, dude, you're going somewhere else in a year. Shut up about.
Yeah, I mean, when you're going across the street, I don't think you give a commercial for where you are. It just doesn't seem normal.
But here's why Infinity, in their ultimate judgment, will keep them on the air. Now, they've had no problem taking people off, whether it be Opie and Anthony or you and I or
right.
even G. Gordon Liddy or the Grease Man, because none of us generate the kind of revenue that Howard does.
Right.
So, they're going to look at this short-sightedly. They're going to say, right now, his ratings are going to be big because people are going to listen to him talk about making this move, and we're going to charge more for the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So over the next 12 months, we'll make an extra X amount of dollars, but every day the guy is doing a commercial saying he's leaving the medium that the rest of us are stuck in. I don't know. More power to him. I say this to Howard. It's a brilliant move because either he gets to stay on and gets to promote his new channel, or they take him off, And he gets a year to recharge his batteries.
Right.
So it's a pretty good move.
And it looks like they'll have to weigh that risk every day for a while.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff. It's an interesting time in which we live.
Yes.
Sure is. We just keep waiting for them to let us know what we're doing.
Let us know.
Just let us know.
We're here all week.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Happy 85th, Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
Finally, someone got it right.
His 85th birthday.
He looks incredible.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you regarding your socks.
Fire away.
That dwarf that's traveling around with Pedro.
Oh, hey, listen, have you seen that?
I guess the dwarf worked last night.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen
the
dwarf.
Last night on SportsCenter, he was in the locker room next to Pedro.
Was he really?
Pedro was giving his interview.
It
was on the morning replay of SportsCenter.
Oh, no.
And they all say little person.
Right, right.
But dwarf. He's like mini-me.
Is he like a little Pedro?
Is he
Dominican, like Pedro?
It was hard to tell because
I believe he is.
He had a hat on that was too big. It was like a regular ball player's hat.
See this? So this is real.
It's happening.
They are they're the strangest assembly of ball players I've seen.
And it's fun.
Boston Red Sox, really. I mean, you look at every team that's in the postseason, you look at the Boston Red Sox. I mean, you could put them on a pirate ship.
It's really amazing. It's finally starting to get some national play, though, fact that he has his lucky midget that goes everywhere with him.
You know, Johnny Damon? I mean, you ever see that guy, the center fielder?
Oh, with the long hair, right.
Now it's definitely going halfway down his back. It's very strange.
See, the Red Sox are going to hire that guy to play shortstop.
Right.
Get it? Sure.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you.
Hey, Don?
Yes?
Chris came out with a vanilla-flavored toothpaste, and I'm calling it.
All right, it's yours.
Yeah, because you love vanilla.
It's mine.
All right, you got it. You called it.
You own vanilla.
I got to get that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to Buzz. He shares the same birthday as myself.
Oh, well, thank you, and happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you. And I just...
All right, goodbye.
We were on vacation when you had your birthday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's not that, Buzz. It's the girl thing again with you.
Yeah,
it's
funny, Don. You know?
Actually, that call wasn't about Buzz. It was about her and her minivan.
Oh, yep. I'm Buzz and my birthday, too. Hello. My wife's great, too. Hello.
Hello.
I just had to say that.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
How are you?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Pissed at you for taking so long to get to the point. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, it's us.
Hey, this is Pete calling from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Tim Blake's the listener.
Hello,
it's Pete.
All right, get out of here.
We get it.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Hey, thank you.
And at least one person didn't forget your birthday, Donnie. I sent you a present.
What?
I sent you a present.
This guy says he sent you a present.
What was that, sir?
It was a John Gotti book and a little Arnold thing.
Do you remember it?
My mail is screened, sir.
Okay.
I couldn't make it through the detector.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you anyway, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Last call.
Hey, Robbie, I have a question for you.
Hold on. You're the last person on the phone scale. Let me tell you that to begin with. Now, go ahead. Robbie's right here.
Hey, Rob, are you thonged up?
It's Rob Thong.
Amazingly, I started the day in boxers, but now I am in a thong.
All right, you. What is
figure?
What is your name?
My name is Leonard.
Leonard,
of course. Orange thong.
Lenny, where are you from?
Dark orange.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Stay with me. You got the DVD Envy from DreamWorks. Jack Black, Ben Stiller, Envy, now on Divot. Enjoy it, and thank you for listening on KHTK.
Beautiful. Thank you, Donna Mike.
A thong the color of a rich sunset.
Or
nuclear sunset.
Or very autumnal.
Yes.
Crimson.
He's got his autumnal fog.
We'll be right back to find out, speaking of that color and the location of the color we were talking about, Nancy O'Dell. Yes. We'll find out what the hell has been wrong with this girl for the last 3 days from Accent Hollywood next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep. Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude. Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. 4 and a half months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
The John and Mike Show.
Not yet available on DVD. It's the John and Mike Show.
Now, please be keeping in mind this program, though, because we are so jammed up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, we've got the guy who rode the rocket.
Ooh.
The Rocket Man. Space
Rocket Man!
Really, the guy who took Spaceship Up 1. Spaceship 1 Up.
Spaceship Up 1. That sounds dirty.
Anyway, the one that rolled 30 times.
Cool.
Put it up 1. He's on the show tomorrow. Rob's got a guy who's selling parts of the Hindenburg.
Rob, doesn't somebody in your family have a part of the Hindenburg?
Yes, his name is Rob Spiewak.
Rob, you have a piece of the Hindenburg?
It's on the wall in Rob's laundry room.
My yeah, God.
It's wonderful. Is. It's charred.
Plus tomorrow, Rich Eisen, plus Nancy O'Dell, who's going to be on here in a second. So what we're doing is moving the Friday favorite, at least for a while, to Thursday.
We are?
Yeah. See, you know what?
What?
That's why you're a talented funny man. That's why you are.
Thank you.
So, having said all of that, here's the music for Access Hollywood, or as I call it, Accent Hollywood.
Right.
And before we talk to Nancy O'Dell about the topics that will be on Access Hollywood tonight, check your local listings, please. It's on in that Access 7 to 7:30 or 7:30 to 8, depending on your time zone. What the hell's wrong with this lady? It's like 3 days in a row she's sick.
I'm worried.
And at first I think it's us, right? Because she was
That's the first question I want to ask her. I want to find out did we drive her away?
But she's not been on her TV show.
Did we make her sick by talking to us? I don't think she's got a drinking problem, Rob.
Find out. Is she here, Nancy?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nancy.
What was wrong with you?
Well, it was not you guys.
Oh, thank God.
I can attest to that. You know, I was nauseated in my stomach, but fortunately, it would never be Don and Mike, ever.
Oh, so you had you had tummy trouble.
I had a little touch of the flu. I had started a busy move over the weekend, and I think I just got completely worn out, and the flu bug hit me. And then, you know, you just can't come into work when your throat hurts too much to talk.
Oh, thank God it wasn't us.
We thought it was.
It was not you guys, never, ever.
Okay. All right, then let's get to it, Nancy. Okay, now here's a preview of tonight's Accent Hollywood. Billy Bob Thornton is crazy always, and I know you have a story about Billy Bob Thornton tonight.
We do, because, you know, he's got his new movie, Friday Night Lights, out on, and
right?
he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But the thing that was really interesting in the Daily Variety, which is the big industry paper that goes around Hollywood, his ex-wife Angelina bought an ad in the trades that says, Billy, I love your... brilliant mind. Okay, was that a good tease, though?
Yeah.
No, we sit there and show their good things.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Was it something really naughty that she put in the paper?
No, she wrote, I love your brilliant mind. Congratulations.
Oh, so it was brilliant mind. Because the way you paused, I thought maybe you were, substituting something else.
I'm just trying to mess with you guys. I wanted to see if you would fill in the blank.
Oh, okay.
What would you fill it in with?
I would say, a part of his body.
Really? Like what?
Well, I can't say it on a family radio show.
Oh, come on.
You brilliant banana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The big rumor was that those two aren't friends anymore, but obviously they are. But Billy Bob came to his premiere last night with his girlfriend and their new baby.
Which one of them is crazier? Nancy, you've interviewed them both.
That is a great question.
He's crazy in his own right. Then on the other hand, I think of all the children in the world who need to have adoptive parents, and how it is that Angelina Jolie gets one, I don't know. Who's crazier, Billy Bob or Angelina?
Well, I mean, just based on the fact of interviewing the two of them, Billy Bob is extremely nice. He's so charming, but I think he's a little eccentric, but not in a bad... I think neither one of them are eccentric in a bad way.
All right, well, then in a good way.
More of the two, but in an interesting way.
Who's more?
I would say Angelina is more.
Angelina's crazier.
Yeah, well, and when they were together, I think they raised each other's crazy quotient, don't you think?
I think that they did between the two of them. And they were an interesting couple to put together. But you can understand why the women fall for Billy Bob, because he's so charming.
Now, Nancy, how will you handle this on Accent Hollywood tomorrow night? Because what I mean is, Martha Stewart going to jail. Tomorrow's the day that she's going to get checked in. She's gonna, as we discussed yesterday, the squat and the body cavity.
Yeah, the whole thing, right.
Everything. How much are you guys allowed to cover that on a show like Accent Hollywood? I mean, are you able...
there are things that you can do that, you know, you don't necessarily have to be there as you watch her physically walk into the premises, which we will be having a video of her tomorrow. But there's so many things that you can do to cover the story. I mean, you could talk about how long she's going to spend there, what the prison is like, what she's going to be doing while she's there, you know, what are the conditions, who she's going to be around, what are the other inmates in this type of facility. So there's so many interesting aspects to the story.
And you are,
talking about whether she's going to decorate her cell.
Are you like everybody else that thinks she's going to actually, I mean, this is going to, they're running ads and still feature Martha Stewart's name on TV, on the radio, and do you think this, I think this is going to be good for her career in the long run.
You know, I don't think it's not like she did something that makes people, you know, repulsed, like a you know.
Triple homicide?
Well, that would be one.
Well, being sick at the stomach for 3 days? Never mind.
You know, I don't think, even though she was considered, you know, the woman who did everything perfectly, as far as housemaking is concerned, it's not something that you sit there and go, oh, so she sold some stock to prevent some major money loss. You don't go, we think she's a horrible person because of this, you know?
Were you mainly troubled in your stomach area?
You know what? That's why I was out of work for the past few days. I've been very upset.
That's what I was curious about. What were you taking, over-the-counter stuff, or did the doctor prescribe something heavier?
You know, I just had a little sore throat, so I and I had the flu bug, so there's not much you can take for it.
Did you have NyQuil? Are you a NyQuil or a DayQuil person?
You know, I'm kind of like a Tylenol PM person.
Oh, that's good. See, that's a good. Tylenol PM works.
It will knock you out, but I'll tell you what, you feel it the next day.
We take them, I think all of us take 3 or 4 of them before the show.
Are you a friend of the product, Imodium?
No, I've never used that.
What
does Imodium do for you?
It's an anti-diarrheal.
And what about?
I just wanted to hear you say it. Exactly what it does.
That's funny. I'm having fun now.
What about the pink Pepto-Bismol?
I've used that before. That's good for nauseous.
But you didn't need that this time. And when you're nauseous, let me ask you, would there be a chance you're pregnant?
No, there is not.
There's not a chance?
I guess there could be. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I'm not. I know that I'm not.
Okay, you're not. All right.
I bet I know
if I'm pregnant.
I bet I know how you know that you're not pregnant. I bet. Let me just.
Yeah.
Ask,
well, you took the courses in school.
Did that have something to do with you being sick? The fact that you know you're not pregnant now. You follow what I'm saying?
If
she had cramps.
Oh, my God, stop that.
Spell it out for me a little bit better.
Oh, my God, stop it.
You know what I blame? You know what I blame for your illness? Your mother's grits.
You know my mother's visiting.
Oh, she is. So,
really?
So was she able to take care
of some grits?
Was she able to take care of you while you were sick?
She did. That's always. They were in town and they could take care of me.
Don't we all wish we could have mommy around when we were ill?
We do, although that's mommy can't stay for too long because the southern cooking, you know, it doesn't do wonders for position you have to stand in.
Hey, listen,
television, right?
Speaking of this, and feel free to comment or not comment. We saw Leah Remini on the Ellen show.
Yes.
Right.
Have you guys done a feature about how fat she is now?
You were bad.
Yes, he is. Yes,
can we go back to Billy Bob?
Billy Bob. No.
All right, hold on. Then listen, I know you want to talk about this.
I just want to see if you guys can guess. You know, he's got a brand new baby, and he says there's a part of the baby that she took after him. Can you guess what part of his body that is?
Oh, I can imagine.
Brilliant mind?
Banana?
Yeah.
Nope.
What was it?
Does the baby's butt look like his?
Really?
How do you determine that?
Oh, that's a little odd. That is a little odd.
And decide that it looks like yours.
The password is disturbing.
That's like Pee Wee Herman territory. That's
going
weird.
Back to bizarre behavior?
Yes. Always.
Oh, now, tonight, no one's going to watch the show on ABC, the show with Kelly Osbourne, right? Because
I think a lot of people will watch it because you've got a big teen following.
I disagree because I look at what's on. Tonight's one of the few nights you can go home and really find something like Mike for homos like you. There's Extreme Makeover.
Where are we going to be on the set?
Wait, now hold on a second.
Friday. Oh, he was going to be on that set.
Wait a minute. Extreme Makeover or Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Yes.
I only like Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I think that's the best show on television.
That's the one we're on the set of.
Are you going to the set of Extreme Makeover?
So the one that makes you cry.
I cry every week.
It
it's wonderful.
Say, women and men ball.
No. Yes, I love it.
Mm. Let's see. I got a theory on that, but never mind.
Yeah.
About people cry?
No. Well, I can do it very easily. But I've got a theory on men that watch Extreme Home Makeover.
What's your theory?
It's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And go ahead, insult me. What are you going to say to me now?
Well, the fact that you knew the proper name of the show says volumes.
Well, what is your theory? Go ahead.
Speaks volumes. No.
What is your point?
You've got some emotional issues.
What does that mean?
Oh, see, I think that he enjoys seeing people be made happy.
That's exactly what it is.
Because you're,
always.
Because you're not happy.
Have you ever thought about the fact that maybe I'm not a soulless monster?
Never.
That's why.
I've never thought that. No, so tonight you've got Extreme Makeover.
You need to have a counseling session amongst you guys, I think.
Well, we have issues, Nancy.
We'll have to do this on the next phone call. We'll have to have a counseling session.
Survivor's on. Joey's on. Duh. Will and Grace. Then you've got The Apprentice, CSI. And against all of these good shows, you've got this Kelly Osbourne show tonight at 9. It's on against The Apprentice, it's on against baseball, and it's on against CSI.
But ABC is doing so well. You know, Desperate Housewives and Lost, so they're doing something right.
What is the Kelly Osbourne show going to be about? What is she doing? What is
Teen Angst series. You know, it's all about dating and stuff. And she actually, we have a piece on our show tonight talking about how she was trying to hide it from Ozzy because she has some major makeout scenes in it. She doesn't think he's going to approve.
Mm. I'll say this, though. Leah Remini's not as fat as Kelly Osbourne is.
Oh, God.
I saw Kelly Osbourne. She is, now, come on. She's gigantic.
Mm-hmm. Has she gotten bigger?
Yeah, and have you seen
her? Since the show?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Since she was on the Osbournes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She is, in my humble opinion.
And incidentally, you should know, Nancy, that the reason we talk about fat so much is because we are fat. So, you know, we get a free pass for that.
You know, there's a new show. Have you heard about the other new show? We feature this one on Access Tonight.
Yes. Oh, the one about losing weight?
Yeah, it's called The Big Loser. It sounds so mean, but actually it's a sweet show.
The Big Loser,
where they get a bunch of fat people.
And they make them lose weight.
And they motivate them. And the person,
and they can't do anything plastic surgery-wise. There's no nipping and tucking.
That doesn't make
all
me cry.
Working out, doing strenuous exercising, eating healthy. You get kind of attached to the people and you're pulling for them. And then every week, they see there's two teams, and whichever team has lost the fewest pound, they have to kick off somebody from their team. So it's kind of the survivor of the diet.
Come on, Rob, what do you say? You and me, buddy.
Not me.
We'll be gone in 1 week.
I lost 70 pounds. I don't want to do that. Listen, we do have a clip, though, from that show. Huh? Did you know that, Nancy?
I didn't know that. Here's a clip. You're prepared.
Here's a clip from that show.
Okay.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
A clip from The Big Loser, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my word.
And on the Kelly Osbourne show tonight, she will play a girl who's half bulimic. She only binges. She doesn't.
Oh, God.
She only binges.
Fascinating character.
Just tonight.
I'm thinking about the donut with chocolate ice cream.
Right, yeah. That's why she's so fat.
That's from the movie Fatso. That's one of our favorite movies.
Yeah.
So, Nancy, what would be the highlight, in your estimation, of tonight's Access Hollywood? Is it the piece on Crazy Billy Bob Thornton?
I think the Billy Bob is a pretty interesting piece, especially in the fact that he arrives with his new girlfriend and his ex-wife, and Angelina's taking out an ad. This guy's got some charm.
That's pretty interesting, and she is...
Because he's got a baby butt.
And I think she is kind of crazy to take out an ad. It's kind of weird that she's doing that.
It's kind of nice, but it's kind of strange.
Yes, it is.
Why don't you just call him personally? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, tonight, see Nancy Odell's on-air flu shot.
No, you won't be seeing that.
Nancy, have a good show today. Well, listen, have you already taped the show now?
We've already taped the show. Actually, I got to go back out there and do a few more things, but the show is in the air on the satellite, feeding out across the country.
Got you. Well, everybody, watch it tonight, Access Hollywood, with Nancy and Billy Bush. And Nancy, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, I look forward to it.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I like that ending. I like that stinger ending there.
Yeah. There she is. We got us a real TV broad.
Yeah.
You got a real one.
You're showing off whenever we have broads on the show. Call me a homo in front of Nancy Odell. I'm going to sock you in the eye if you do that again.
Well, you watch the Extreme Makeover
Home Edition, and yes,
I believe
I cry. And I love it.
Homo. And I believe what the furniture guy said.
What?
That when they leave, those houses that they build in a week fall.
Oh, the furniture guys are jealous. They're jealous. They want to be on. That's why they said that.
Well, okay. I'll give you that. They are jealous.
Well, you know, but if you see the houses they're in before, it's always a step up.
Got a break here. Thank you, Nancy Odell. Tomorrow, oh boy, I didn't have to, don't even have time to tell you. I got a whole list of stuff I want to talk about. Don't have time. Well, tomorrow.
Mañana.
Can I give you one?
Please.
One feel good?
Yeah.
Just one feel good?
Please.
I don't know which one to go with. During a riot, a woman who sold people rocks to throw at police.
Sold people rocks?
Yeah. And then there's this. This one's even.
Well, what? A woman just sold. That's it?
Well, yeah, except she sold rocks to rioters. A dollar for a small one, $5 for a big one.
That's fair.
People were rioting against the police.
How about that capitalism?
She made $70 until the cops arrested her.
Wow.
But this is really good from Salt Lake. Here's the deal. A guy has got a gas leak. He's got a gas leak in his car. Gasoline out of his car, right? Mm-hmm. So what he does is he goes home and he sees where the gas is actually leaking out of the gas can.
Right.
Out of the gas tank.
Right.
He gets a gas can underneath the car and thinks, I've only got a gallon or so of gas left. I'm just going to get all the gas out of the car and then have it towed in.
And catch the dripping.
So what he does is he leaves the can underneath. Right. And now he's got about a gallon of gasoline. He's got no more gas in the car.
Right.
He goes inside his house. He flushes the gasoline down the toilet. The problem there is that there's a hot water heater that's next to all of the stuff where the toilet is, and there's a pilot light for the hot water heater. So as soon as the guy puts the gasoline inside the commode and flushes, the pilot light comes.
Wow.
The guy burned down his house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
I feel good.
75. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah.
Rob notices $75,000 worth of damage.
Oh, really?
Though that was his house.
Well, maybe he can be featured on Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
There you go. Does that make you feel better?
Nope.
Okay. We come back. The Friday favorite,
and
we've now moved to Thursday. Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
They respectfully decline. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Station break. Fresno, California, 105.9 KKDG. How about Bakersfield? That guy from Bakersfield yesterday on the show. KGEO, York, PA. WOIK, San Luis Obispo, California, 99.7. KXTY, the station bringing you this show. You will get a complete affiliate list with links to our stations when we finally get Don and Mike website .com up and going, which should be in a couple of weeks. Now, I think we covered this whole thing with the Friday favorite, at least for a while, being moved to today. So let's do the Friday thing on Thursday. The Thursday thing. As opposed to the Friday favorite.
How are you?
Hey,
I gotta be here.
He requested the time.
Sure. I've requested the time to come by and stop and chat with you. How have you been?
You want to hear a funny tape?
How are you?
Oh, no. And here's the funny way we say that, George. How have you been?
I don't get it.
Uh-huh. How have you been?
I've been,
Hey, Rob.
I've been slightly stressed.
Robbie, how have you been?
The thing that crosses my mind is, how have you been?
I think I'm going to have both of you followed. I request 30 seconds to reply.
Go ahead, you have it.
How have you been is not on my radar as far as being funny.
Now, you tell me if this is funny.
All right, I have a sense of humor. I'm known
Here's
to have
the tape.
I am known to have a dry wit.
Right.
Tell me if this is funny.
Fire away.
Here's John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
That's human monster. Man, that is damn funny. Man, son.
Hi there.
Now, what you're doing is you're cracking me up with that. That is so funny. He's such a geek.
Hi there.
Eek the Geek. That's what we're calling him around the White House. I just would like to reassure my support base I am going to win this thing. That there is a good chance that you may have heard that I lost the debate. But the fact is, I did not lose the debate, and I will win the next debate.
How? How will you win the next debate tomorrow night?
I have a secret strategy.
What is it, George?
I'm going to stare him down. I'm going to look into his big human monster eyes and stare him down so that he is totally flustered. Because I was told by one of my advisors, I'm the most powerful man in the world. and I can stare him down. Watch, this is the stare that I've got. It's not going to be an angry stare either.
Okay, let me see.
It's going to be a good stare. It's going to be a real good stare.
It's your stare.
Right. What do you think of that, huh? Eyes get wide.
Can I tell you something?
Pupils get beady.
Do it again.
High as John Kerry Bean.
Give me that facial.
Looks like you're going to the bathroom. I'm going to have to keep rehearsing. I'm going to have to get in front of my mirror and do that. I'm going to do my super killer stare. And every now and then he looks up from his notes. If I can get him off of that note writing, I hate that. Man, he's Mr. College Student sitting there writing all that crap.
And what's the deal with your answer? Hard
work.
I
have a mystical Robin's Egg blue necktie that will confuse him.
What's all this jazz about hard work for every answer to every question?
Well, what we're doing right now is hard work. It's hard work. It's the hard work of fighting a war.
Can you explain?
It's the hard work of getting our economy and our and health care for our citizens and making sure that every American, that no troop child, no child is left behind.
Right.
Thank you.
What's the hard work entail?
Oh, lots of it.
Well, exactly what kind of hard work are you discussing?
Well, that's the problem. Hard work cannot be labeled in specifics. And if you're asking me for specifics, I can't give them all to you because the hard work encompasses so much of everything that we're trying to do. And we're trying to just get it all just worked out and try to get it all melded together so that the hard work will come to fruition.
Fruition.
Right. Yeah, and being president is harder than math. It's hard work crunching numbers. But I will make every attempt to do so. Crunching the numbers is hard, but I will be a far superior leader than my opponent. And I love it when I say that was my idea. Why do we have to mention Human Monster by name? Why can't I just say my opponent?
Hi there.
That's Human Monster. That is funny, man. I heard you guys the other day. I listened to your show now with the bolts in the neck when you're talking about his bolts and his green makeup and stuff. Man, that made me my laugh. I said, Laura, come on in here. Come on, girl. Listen to what they're doing here. They're doing that Human Monster, that Frankenstein stuff again.
What did you think of Chaney, your boy Chaney, against Edwards the other night?
The vice president acquitted himself very admirably.
Don't read.
Oh, hey, he's good.
He did good. Now, be honest with me.
He done good.
Did you even really watch it?
Nah. I got a DVD up in the house, and we was watching.
What were you watching?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, it just came out in a box set.
Yeah, I got the box set. You seen it?
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, it's great, man. I tell you. And then I saw a little clip. You know, what I tell my advisors, do not burden me with silly details that will not be relevant. I would like to have general concepts so that when I communicate with the American people, I can actually talk to them and they can understand just like I can understand. Don't give me pages and pages. Reading is going to bog me down. Your president cannot afford to be bogged down when he has to pursue the hard work.
Hold on a second. That is your phone. And you know what? I bet it's your mom.
Hold on.
She usually calls.
Hello. Oh, Dick.
Oh, no, it's Chaney.
Yeah. I'm on the... Yeah. Well, now, they asked me to come back. This is good exposure. They have lots of listeners. They what? Hold on. I'll check your facts.
Okay.
Did you have Bob Schieffer on from the Pinko Network?
Well, yeah, but only because he's the moderator of the...
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Dick, yeah, they had him on. I did not know I would be on the same show with Bob Schieffer. But he's going to moderate. Yes, that's true. No, I'm not saying... I do not look silly when I come on this show.
This is Dick Chaney now.
I know for a fact...
Just give me a second.
All right, I know for a fact that they are fans of mine. They are going to vote for me.
Oh, dear.
They're not? Oh, I'll ask them.
Okay.
All right, but I'm not saying... No, not big words. All right. Okay, you take care. All right. Thanks a lot. Did you take your nitro pill? All right, thanks a lot. Eat plenty of wheat. All right. He says I should not come on this show because you are making fun of me.
He's wrong.
You are both my supporters. Isn't that true?
Damn straight.
That's good. Now we can get right back to it. I am the president, but of course he can veto anything I do. That's kind of the behind the scenes things. And he said, don't use them big words. I said, I won't. I'm a seasoned professional right now. I require petite factoids from my staff because my brain is near full. And when the brain is near full, you cannot participate in the hard work that is required to lead this country.
What about...
That's my serious talk.
I know, I see you doing that.
When I squint and I say, it's serious work. And they said one of the things I can't do in the next debate is do my little laugh, you know, where I kind of get frustrated and I'm like... What are you talking about?
What about the lights?
You're just so full of it.
The lights were your idea, right? The dumb countdown lights?
Yeah, I like the lights. I wanted them to be actually bigger. I wanted them to be like a barber pole. I wanted them to be kind of like, you know, when you see a drag race.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, and Christmas I wanted it to, you know, but no, they had to put them, what's it, vertical, or which is the one that lays flat like a bathtub?
Horizontal.
Horizontal. Yeah, they put them that way when I wanted them to be, which is the one that goes up like a spaceship?
Vertical.
Vertical. Vertigo?
Vertical is...
Vertical.
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 Is up and down.
Yeah, all right. That's.
Hey, I got one for you.
I wanted to be like the drag races. That's what I wanted to be. I didn't want to be, you know, that thing where they go like the bathtub horizontal.
Right. I've got a hint for you. Do you know how you know to spell the word dessert different than the word desert?
Yes, I do.
How?
You're burdening me.
No, there's a hint. I'm going to help you.
Trivialities do not relevant my
Hold
brain.
On. Hold on.
What?
In the word desert...
My brain is full.
Yes. In the word desert,
yes.
There's only one S.
All right.
In the word dessert, there's two S's.
Yes.
But you always want a second dessert. Huh. So if anybody ever asks you how to spell the word dessert, you know there are two S's because you always want two desserts.
Memo me on that, will you? I think it's important to memo me. That's a big concept, all right? I always thought dessert was with a Z.
Dessert.
Yes. Let's sound it out, son.
Zert.
Dessert.
D-E-Z-I-R-T.
Dessert.
Dessert.
I cannot think about sweets when our enemies are trying to kill us. Sweets will not be on my mind. My mind will be on the hard work of this country as slowly but surely my brain gets to near brim full.
You know what I bet would be a good experiment? Robbie, see if Joe's got any candy back there.
Okay.
I would like to just see if you can concentrate.
It's like my first campaign slogan.
Holding a piece of candy in front of you.
Have you heard my first campaign slogan when I was talking about it? It was back in the days where I was kind of partying and I believed in free love. This was my slogan.
What?
Candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth. I had a button to that effect. Ain't that good?
Yes, yeah.
You can't talk like that. Because now I believe that the moral situation in America with the laws, we should all read the good book once, twice a day. That's the way I look at it.
Look at this.
Oh, that looks good. That's a yummy red color.
You know what that is? Pringles.
Yeah.
These are chips.
Chips.
These are snack chips.
Snack chips.
Snack chips.
I am very concerned about snack chips. I will be enacting legislation so that no individual will choke to death on improperly packaged snacks like pretzels that I did.
Now, think about how good these would taste. Don't chips taste good?
Chips taste good. Sausage tastes good. I enjoy that. No nacho will be left behind. will be left behind.
Now,
or be left behind.
While
be.
Staring at the snack food item.
Snack food item and Pringles. I enjoy the character with the big bushy mustache.
Let's see if you can concentrate.
All right.
Stare at this little thing of Pringles.
My powers of concentration are legendary.
Now I know.
I could almost be a hypnotist. Tomo told me one time I could be a hypnotist.
Stare at this and tell me about the war in Iraq.
What type of game are you playing?
I want to see if you can stare at this can of Pringles.
All right.
And at the same time, defend your position on the war in Iraq.
Is this one of those crazy neurological tests? Hook 'em horns. The war in Iraq is a daily activity that we are...
Look at the Pringles.
We are sure hungry. Come on, son.
Okay,
let's pop them open.
Calm down, George.
Man, oh,
George.
Man. I'd like to have a crispy Pringle before we continue this interview.
See, this is the problem.
The presidents do hard work of the nation.
Yes.
And therefore lather up a mighty appetite.
See, now you lost your train of concentration. Oh, and now you've got into the good Pringles.
Maybe just one. Prior to my return to the Oval Office, I just have just a tiny one. Do you mind if I just suck down a tiny one?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You want a drink with that? Oh, my God. Okay, now he's
got it. Water for the president?
Joking! Shot!
Oh, Rob, can you help the president?
God damn it.
He's joking!
What should we do?
Hats out.
Oh, he's going
to
be okay.
I self-hamlet myself. I learned to do that when I choked on that pretzel. It was very painful.
Yeah. Was it hard?
When I was watching the game lying on my sofa bed, I unfortunately had a pretzel locked. Oh, no.
No, that's my line. Hold on. That's my hotline. Hold on. Give me a second.
No problem. Ain't that damn phone ringing night and day?
Hey, what's happening? He's here.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. Tell Mama I am not here, please. I do not wish to speak with her. I command you as
hold on.
As your president.
Mrs. Bush, hold on, please. She's listening, you dope.
Oh.
She knows you're on.
All right, let me talk to her.
He'll be right here.
All right.
I know. But you know what? He's a silly ass. That's why we like him. You too. You too. I know. I know. No.
I cannot hear you.
Love you. Here she is. Go ahead.
Mamo.
We were just having a little discussion about you.
I can hear what? You. I am too. I am too. I didn't say a thing like that. No, you are totally wrong. That's what gets me angry. I know I'm not supposed to show my temper, but you're making me mad when you said that. He is not. That's the same thing that Dick said. It's not true. I'm happy. You're wrong. I don't want to. Please don't make me. Please. Do not withhold my toasted cheese sandwich. Please. I won't. I promise I won't.
I said a bad word.
I don't mean to talk out of the way, Mama.
What'd you say, goddamn?
Yeah, she heard when I choked on the Pringle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I love you too. God love you. Right. All right, bye-bye. Please do not accept any more calls from Mama.
That can't help
very
it.
Frustrating for me.
She's a former First Lady of the United States.
And she is a great lady.
Yes.
Who always be remembered as one of our finest First Ladies.
And why is your Mama such a great lady?
My Mama is a great lady because she has shown my family support throughout the years. And she fed me wonderfully during my drug time. I like to refer it as my drug time.
Now,
she fed me and still loved me during that time when my brain was squishy.
About your train of thought.
I like trains.
About your train of thought.
I like trains.
Okay, I know you like trains.
I like, which kind do you like, Lionel? I'm a big fan of Lionel, and they're an American-based company.
That's right.
I do not believe that they import any of their tiny little men from the Chinese.
How about those Pringles, huh?
Pringles are good. I will not eat another one, though, for fear of choking again. Yes. I like to have most of my food buttered.
Now, what about the war in Iraq?
Yes, the war in Iraq. It's a difficult thing, and there's hard work to do. And we will pursue the hard work because hard work requires time and effort to do the hard work, and it's important that I surround myself with the people that do the hard work. You just don't understand.
What's your favorite?
You just don't understand.
What's your favorite color, M&M?
I think I'm fond of the reds. Even though I would not like to be associated with communism.
So you could say, commie red.
Perhaps we will have a train fight. Would you like that? You get one going one way, I get one going the other.
I like the guy used to on the Addams Family.
Oh, that's a good show. Yeah, it's not as good as Human Monster, though.
Oh, hi there.
My opponent, can I make my final statement to your listeners?
Sure, sure.
My fellow Americans, you have an opportunity to see your president and my opponent in two more debates, but please remember this.
Hey, George.
I'm a normal-looking man.
Your fly's open.
Oh, you fooled me again.
It was zipped up.
Just kidding. You got me there. I was right in the middle of my closing
statement. I'm sorry. Please, go ahead. Take it from the top.
You have a choice to make between my opponent and me. And just remember, when you pull the lever and you go into your polling place, I am not the individual who looks like a scary Halloween monster.
Oh, hi there.
I am not the one who looks like he should be with the Wolfman and other scary characters.
Oh, hi there.
I am your president, and I do not resemble any type of scary Halloween monster like Dracula.
Oh, hi there.
Or Wolfman, or Frankenstein. John Kerry looks like Frankenstein with his unbelievably long face. You cannot trust it, and I do not live in a castle. There you go. If you elect John Kerry as your president, at some point I am sure people will descend on our nation's capital with pitchforks and torches.
Torches, I was just going to say.
And big sticks. Uh-huh. And it will not be a safe environment. So vote for me and my running mate, President Cheney.
Oh, hi there.
And I'd like to promise this right now, and I might be going out on a limb.
What?
But you vote Republican on that first Tuesday in November,
yeah,
I'll make sure you get a Pringle.
Okay, George.
I swear to God.
George, we have a champion for low-budget Jeff R.D.
And if possible, I'd like to sing Yankee Doodle.
Well, go ahead.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his hat, and called it Pringles for everybody. Thank you.
Wow.
God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
You want to hear a great...
I love noodles.
You want to hear a great joke?
Yes.
What's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
I'm not sure.
Wah, wah!
likes it.
That's funny.
Rob, tell
him. That means she can't talk, right?
Tell him the Helen Keller joke about Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her hat and said, "Burr!"
I don't get it. That one I don't get.
You don't get that?
No, you might want to write it.
All right, here's another one.
Memo me on it.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
This was on Make Us Laugh.
Yeah, Make Us Laugh.
You might want to use this to loosen up the crowd.
I was told that a limerick might be in order for the next debate.
Really?
That I could loosen the crowd up. But if you have a joke, I could substitute it, although my study time is almost at its conclusion.
Okay, I bet you can memorize this one.
Fire away, son.
Guy goes into a bar.
Yeah.
Says to his buddy, I can make love to any woman in this bar. I can go to bed. I can sleep with any woman in this bar.
Yeah.
Guy says, that's impossible. Guy says, really? Okay, her, how can you? Guy says, easy. I'm a rapist.
That's
that one like.
I get that. I get that, but that is not, we should not make light of that subject. There once was a man from Transylvania. I don't know how to finish it yet, but I'm going to try to do it because he looks like Frankenstein.
Oh, hi there.
Man, them Pringles look good.
Go ahead.
Nah, the crumbs will get on my suit. I'm very frustrated right now. I have been studying always. Very busy. And they put the letters in big, big red pen so I can read them clearly. But I will know all of my economic details. Don't worry. And they're not just going to be the easy words, like tax and spend. Anybody can memorize those, I was told by my handlers.
Yeah.
I have to work on some of the larger ones.
Like what?
Economics.
877-365-3636 is our number. We have a champion. We need one challenger to play low-budget Jeff R.D.
I will try not to electrocute me on the timer lights. Electrocute me. Ye have a good time.
How have you been?
How are ye?
How have you been?
How have you been?
See, now you got it, George.
Now you got to get in the spirit of the Don and Mike show.
Right.
The Republican bastion, the Don and Mike show.
How have you been?
Better than Frankenstein.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
The Don and Mike Show. Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. You off the phone yet?
Yeah, I'm off the phone. I'm just rehearsing.
All right, go ahead.
Economic recovery. Which would you go with, eco or echo?
Economic recovery.
Economic.
Although you could say economic, but then, no, I'd go with economic.
Deflation or deflation?
All right, here's the tough one. You know how we get a lot of our power and how we're going to fight our enemies if we have to, if you push the big button?
Yes.
What kind of weapon is that?
It is a nuclear one.
Comes out of a silo. Say it again.
Nuclear silo.
Okay, say it all.
Nuclear proliferator.
Just God. Say
and
the N-word.
Mad at me if I say damn again, but I do.
Say the N-word.
I ain't going to say that on your show. I can't say that. We would be in big trouble. You'd get fired.
The N-word that we were just talking about.
Nuclear.
Use it in a sentence.
All right. I'm very concerned about nuclear weapons getting into the wrong hands of the bad guys. I requested a little warm-up on that when I got that. But we got to do economy, I think. We're doing economy tomorrow night. So I have to actually be up on I got this one. Fiscal responsibility. Stone cold memorized, son.
All right.
I got it.
What does it mean?
Hell if I know. Fiscal responsibility is good. That's all I need.
Uh-huh.
I know it's good. I know it ain't bad. All right? And inflation is bad.
Right.
Fiscal responsibility is good. I'm a slam dunk for this. I'm going to win. I'm beating Frankenstein. You watch me.
Oh, hi there.
Y'all ready to play the game now?
Yeah, let's play the game.
Let's go, son. This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and I'm your president and pleased to be with you. Now entering the studio is our challenger. This lovely young lady is from Fairfax, Virginia. I'd like to introduce a travel agent named Annette Love.
Hi, Annette.
Hello, Mr. Bush.
Well, hello, Annette Love.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, and I do like your name. It rolls off my Texas tongue.
Oh, doesn't it, though?
And now entering the studio is our champion. His two-day winning total, $53. a salesman from Spokane. Let's say hi to Scott Logsdon.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, Mr. President, LQ.
Hey, Scott, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life, my friend?
Well, we're still working out the details for the TV movie.
Attaboy, and now entering the studio as the host of this game, I'd like to tell Miss Love and Mr. Logsdon, don't screw with LQ. And say hi to your host and a good Republican, Mr. Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, George and Annette and Scott. Here are your categories, and they are the women of WJFK Radio.
Yeah, I don't spend enough time around here to know that, but... Our listeners would know. I'm going to do my damnedest.
Name those corporate colors.
Oh, that's impossible for me.
TV shows available on DVD, true or false?
I got that one. Dukes of Hazzard box set.
Who's starting at quarterback this week?
Ah, man, I wish I knew that better.
States and capitals.
Not a chance.
Okay, here they are again.
Fire away, Donnie.
The women of WJFK Radio. That's our home station.
All right, let's come over for a barbecue.
Name those corporate colors.
All right, how about you, Rob?
TV shows available on Divot, true or false?
I'm attention deficit disordered.
Who's starting at quarterback?
Yeah, you are.
States and capitals. Annette, you're the girl. You're the challenger. We'll start with you.
Good luck, y'all.
Thank you. Who's starting at quarterback?
Oh, and Annette?
Yes, sir.
How have you been?
I've been just fine.
I have been fine, too.
Way to go, George.
Thank you, Donnie.
Okay, you want the quarterback one?
Yes, sir.
Good for you for a girl. He starts this weekend for your St. Louis Rams.
You are slow on the trigger, and it love. Scott, your chance to steal.
Who is Mark Bulger?
There you go, Mark. Scott Wright, Mark Bulger.
$1 for Scott. Select again.
QB is for two.
Here we go. Starting this weekend for your Cleveland Browns.
Who is Garcia?
And then your chance to steal.
Who is Wyatt?
Wyatt Earp, one of my favorite characters.
No, it's Jeff Garcia. He had it right. He just got buzzed out.
And Scott, you're in control.
Finish it up for three.
Starts this weekend for your Chicago Bears.
Who is, I don't know.
Annette, how about you?
Who is Ditka?
Ditka.
Oh, speaking of.
Yeah, I hear you got some nice news.
Count down to Ditka.
Yes.
Rob, how many days until Mike Ditka finally appears on the show as a guest?
6 days.
6 days until Ditka.
How about that? Presidential trivia for you.
Okay.
First choice for my running mate. Bet you didn't know that.
Mike did go?
Damn straight.
Good choice.
He said no. All right, and Scott, you're in control.
Let's do TV shows on DVD.
All right, as you know, every show apparently is now available in box set on DVD. These are just true or false. If they're out there, Best Buy, Blockbuster, wherever you go. What's happening?
What is false?
Oh.
Annette, your chance to steal.
What is true?
$1 right. For Annette.
And not only is What's Happening available on box set, they're in the second season now. You can get season two now.
Presidential trivia question.
Okay.
Second choice for my running mate that they vetoed.
Who?
Dale Sr. And now he's gone.
Yeah.
All right.
You know why?
Why's that?
God needed
a driver, and he did. Mm-hmm. And he will be missed.
When's God going to need you?
I'm not quite sure.
I didn't want to just say that in general. Yeah. When's God going to need a president?
Right.
But specifically...
Well, you keep asking those questions, son, and I'll bring in the guys with the earpieces and we'll take you away to my dungeon.
Here we go for two now about the TV shows on DVD, and Annette, you're in control.
TV shows for two.
Good. Silver Spoons.
What is true?
Scott, your chance to steal.
What is false?
Right, of course.
Oh, Scott, you're so good.
Silver Spoons is not available on DVD.
I believe we has trash talking in this contest.
Oh, yes. Well, you said everything was available on DVD. I just knew it was an inside hint.
Scott, here we go for three.
Okay.
For three. The TV show 227.
What is false? Unbelievable.
And it is your chance to
Scott, you should have known what is true.
Available.
Are you sure?
This week.
Wow.
Yes, 227.
That's $3 for the very chatty Annette. And select again, Annette.
States and capitals for one.
All right, here we go. Darling, it's the capital of the great state of Wisconsin.
Good time for a bathroom break for me.
Gosh.
Wisconsin.
Oh. Scott, your chance to steal.
Where's Madison?
Mad City, where the Donimo show is heard on 100X.
We got the tie. It's a tie. Go again, Scott.
Go again, Scott. Here we go for two. Capital of the great state of New York.
What is Albany?
No, he beat the buzzer. He beat the buzzer.
Good job. $2 for you, Scott. Select again.
Finished up to three.
Capital of the great state of Washington.
What is Olympia?
Right, right.
$3 for you, Scott. You have run the category, and I think that's fantastic. I think it's impossible to expect people to know all 62 states and capitals.
Right. You're right. You should know at least half, at least 30.
That's right.
Women of JFK for one.
The women of JFK. Mm. And we need first names only.
Boy, you guys got a gleam in your eye with this category.
That's right. This lucky woman of WJFK just received 30 pounds of cheese from us.
I don't know.
And it's your chance to steal.
Who is Lisa?
No.
No, Joan. Joan Lada.
J-La.
Lada. J-La.
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 Yeah, she's a good egg. All right, Scott, you're in control.
For two.
Okay. She finally had her gigantic baby.
Lisa.
Guys, you got to be better listeners.
Annette, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Lisa?
No, it's Michelle. Michelle, who had her water break yesterday, and then there was floods all over the Mid-Atlantic.
All right, with her baby.
All right, 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay.
All right, Scott Tard.
Finish it up.
She is the station receptionist, the first director of impressions.
Who is Colleen?
Oh.
And had your chance to steal.
Who is Connie?
I'm thinking of another word that starts with that letter. No, it's Colette.
Oh, Papa loves cheese.
Sweet Colette.
All right, do we got another category?
Yes.
Scott, you're in control.
Corporate colors.
For one.
All right, name those corporate colors, please. Coca-Cola.
What are red and white?
Right.
$1 for you, Scott. Yeah, you know that. All right, everybody likes a soft drink, huh? All right, Scotty.
For two.
The Shell Oil Company.
What is yellow and red?
Yeah.
$2 for you. Yes, yeah. Three. You're rolling now, Scotty.
And three.
Blockbuster Video.
What is blue and yellow?
You know, a little bit of hesitation there.
Does he not get it or get it?
He does not get it.
And at your chance to steal.
What is blue and yellow?
There you
$3, that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, here we go now. With final Low Budget Jeopardy, we physically force you both to bet it all. Who's got what?
Scott's got more money, $12, and that's got $7, Lord Quizmaster.
And here is your category, and it's a good thing you're here today, W.
I'm glad to be here and honored. I know I am especially to be in your presence, Tommy.
Here's the category. Musicians for politicians. It's the new thing, concerts for campaigns. This is the candidate that both John Kerry and Babyface have done concerts for.
Did I ever tell you about the time I poured gasoline in the White House toilet?
This is the candidate that John Fogerty and Babyface have had concerts in support of. Don't forget to answer the form of a question and good luck.
Good news, son. All contestants... All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive an official presidential campaign sticker with a big, giant W. My campaign has informed me that Americans are in love with the letter W. And I have a basement full of stickers for you that I would love to give to you. Put them on your refrigerator or trade them with your friends. And especially stick them on top of one of those Frankenstein stickers. Y'all come down and get your stickers. I'm powerful excited.
Hi there.
There he is. Now back to final. Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Toronto. Y'all come down there. Come on. Come on now. Oh, it's you. Giddy up. Giddy up. Come on now. Round up, cowboy.
Okay, we want to talk to who first?
You want to go to Annette Love.
Annette. Annette, it's the new thing, concerts for campaigns. This is the candidate that John Fogerty and Babyface have had concerts in support of.
Who is Senator Kerry?
You doubled your score to $14. Congratulations, Annette.
Scott, if you've got the right answer, you're the big wiener.
Who is John Kerry?
Right.
And that means that Scott Logsdon, is that your right last name? You're our continued Low Budget Jeopardy champion.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Right on. Thank you.
There you go. Well, listen, Annette, what can we say? Parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu. Don't go away, man. Please just go away. Here now is the president of the free world, at least for the next month, to tell you what you've won. George.
Get up and boogie. Scott, you double your score to $24. We throw in a $25 bonus. added to your previous total, your total now is $102. You have gone into the hundreds.
Nice.
And I should be thrilled about that. And then I got parting gifts for you, too. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm powerful excited about this, too. You have received or will receive Envy on DVD from DreamWorks, starring Jack Black. I like him.
Yes.
And Ben Stiller. I do not like him. Envy. Now on DVD. And I didn't like his pappy. Plus, you have won an HBO Family Bonds prize pack. Meet the Evangelistas, the most outrageous and fun-loving, wild, real-life family of bounty hunters. Not actors, just characters. Sunday nights at 10, 9 central, only on the HBO. Thank you so much, and thanks for playing the game. And
thank
please
you.
Do your civic duty and vote. A DVD is like a shiny, flat disc beta tape.
Yes. Thank you, Annette. Thank you, Scott.
Take care. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Well, W, overall, I'd have to say this has not been a bad appearance for you on the show.
Not bad at all, but it's time for me to run, son. I got things to do. Got to study for debate time tomorrow night and got to watch Matlock. Lots to do up in the White House.
Yeah.
Y'all come back after I win the election. Come over to the roll. I know they kicked you out of the roll a couple of years ago, but come to the roll.
Oh, the Easter egg roll?
Yeah.
Now, is this my phone or your phone?
My phone.
Well, no. It's your phone.
All right, go ahead.
Go get it.
Hello. You're damn right I did, Mamo. I showed them who bought.
She's back on the phone.
Yep.
I did not mean.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to raise my voice at you. I love you too. All right. French toast for breakfast. We have breakfast food for dinner tonight. I love you, Mamo. I'm a little excited.
Sure.
Breakfast food for dinner.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things. Pancakes, scrambled eggs, dinner time. And we have breakfast time food at dinner time.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yes. Fun. Always vary your routine. It is good for you.
Have you ever thought about having dinner in the morning?
I have done it many times.
Huh.
I had one morning at 7 a.m., pot roast, Mamo's pot roast, and it was delicious. However, it makes lunch a little sadder because you've spoiled it.
Yes.
And again?
It's hard work.
With dessert?
Yes.
How do you spell dessert?
D-E-Z-E-R-T.
No.
Dessert.
No, no, no.
Oh, you said two S's, the second S for savings?
No, remember, how many desserts do you like to have a night?
Well, my favorite breakfast is gravy.
How many desserts do you like to have? Two?
Well, being the president, you can have two or three desserts. I prefer nine.
Okay, well, let's
nine delicious desserts of a variety of flavors.
Let's say you wanted two.
I have all 31 Baskin-Robbins flavors at the White House.
There's two S's in dessert. There's only one S in desert. You remember it because you always want seconds on dessert.
I do, especially when I go to that Cold Stone place where they make the candy and the ice cream at the same time.
Roll it up.
I get that. I wish I could put one of those in the White House, but it would be improper.
You know, and when you assume...
Yes. You make an ass out of you and me.
That's right.
You are a brainiac. Maybe you'll serve in my cabinet second go-round.
In a world where only radio was strictly forbidden...
How you been?
One man
How you
found
been?
A way to bring good news
Son?
To his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Ah, there he is.
Here's another one of your President. Big supporters.
Yeah, right. I heard about him. Happy
Buzz.
Birthday to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Buzz.
Pinko.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, yee-haw, a man can once again take his gun to the airport.
Well, I approve. Yeah. I approve of that legislation.
Did you approve of his last bit?
I did not approve of that last bit. No, I didn't. I believe
the bit in a whole. You coming on the show, though.
I did. I approve. Mamo disapproved. She thinks you are making me foolish.
No, you do that.
But I believe guns can be taken anywhere, just like Texas.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
When I was a small governor in a state of Texas, I was trying to push through legislation that would be take a gun to church day.
Ah.
It did not go. Oh. I approve of candy.
Don't forget that this is very
stream of consciousness.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two hot and hairy bear studs,
yeah.
Don and Mike.
How have you been?
It's time for the birthday boy. Happy birthday again, Buzz.
Thank you.
Buzz's news and comments. Brought to us by Verimax, the world's number one sexual pleasure. Performance enhancer. Verimax, number one because it really works.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Nationwide. Get it at 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Our thanks to Bob Schieffer for being on the show today.
Yeah.
From Face the Nation. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Melville. the pilot of the first flight of Spaceship One.
Spaceship One, the first manned non-governmental spaceship, right?
Amen. Yeah, right. Not NASA certified.
Right.
First time regular schmucks have taken a ship up into space.
Pretty amazing.
Won the $10 million. That's tomorrow. Plus tomorrow, a guy who's selling pieces of the Hindenburg.
Wow.
Hi, Rob.
He's sending a piece of the propeller.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just selling that?
That's all he's selling.
Also, tomorrow, according to Jim's source,
hey,
a feature with my brother.
Very good.
Rich Eisen will be here for the Pick the Pros on the NFL Friday.
We're having fun with him.
So it's going to be a busy, busy show tomorrow, like today's wasn't. Here now is Buzz with the news and comments. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Our long national nightmare is over. We can now once again take our guns to the airport here in Washington. Since 9/11, guns have not only been banned in the terminal, they've been banned on the property at Reagan National.
Baby, how's it going?
And Dulles International. But calling those rules too restrictive,
hello,
airport officials have now agreed to allow people to bring guns, knives, and other weapons at least as close as the parking garage. Gun owners were concerned they couldn't even keep one in the glove box, leaving them without their guns on the way to and from the airport.
Oh, no.
One of the gun groups in neighboring Virginia had started wearing guns on their hips in public to
make... This is ghetto-licious!
To make their point that it looked really cool on Gunsmoke.
And I'll tell you something. This has to be... I don't remember the year, but I remember the teams. It's Pittsburgh-Dallas, uh-huh, the Super Bowl that was in Phoenix.
Right.
So... Remember we all went to Phoenix? We go to the Super Bowl just about every year. It's a great perk of our job.
Yeah.
And I don't, it was Scottsdale, I think, was the,
yep,
the suburb. They said, this is where you gotta go. It's the trendy part. Don't go to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Mesa. Go to Scottsdale.
Scottsdale's where the, you know, where the good places are.
So we go down to Scottsdale and it's like, Georgetown. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's an
right,
urban
kind of the she, nice upscale shopping district.
Except that everybody's got a gun, and everybody's wearing them
on their hip.
On their hip.
With a holster.
And I'm not just talking about dudes.
No.
I'm talking about women.
But they were pretty little guns with the women.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
Yeah, they would have the,
shiny.
They would have the little tiny one with the little pearl handle.
Silver Darren.
Yeah. Doesn't that look cool?
Yeah, sure does. And here's some great news.
Weirded me out, man.
The ladies may like this. A gun shop in Minneapolis has come up with just the thing we needed, a credit card-sized shotgun. It's about as thick as a wallet. Sure, having no grip, it's awkward and hard to aim, but you can't beat the convenience, and it's only $100.
That's almost as funny as the phone that Derek Zoolander had.
Yeah, right? A tiny little phone?
Except Derek Zoolander's phone was a fake.
It was a microphone.
Yeah, and it was fake in a movie. This is real.
It's a wallet-sized shotgun?
Right, and be sure you have it pointed the right direction, since it's rectangular and you'd be easily mistaken.
Oh, God.
The double-barreled gun fires 7 steel pellets out of each barrel.
This big? I mean, I happen to be carrying a wallet today.
The gun is about the size of that wallet.
You're kidding me.
That's right.
As well, right here.
Yeah, credit card size in you know, width and length, and then the thickness about like your wallet.
Hey, nothing like making something that's easier to conceal in this day and age.
Isn't that great?
You could blow your ass off. I mean, what if seriously, what if you had it in your back pocket?
You turned it wrong, or oh my God.
Well, I think this is going to be a problem product.
Well, you know, as I was saying, it fires 7 steel pellets out of each barrel, which you have to load along with some gunpowder you have to measure out and a little wad of paper and then tamp it all down in both barrels. Skeptics say the gun would be useless in a real crisis.
In a real crisis.
But
give me my wallet.
But for you gun nuts,
yeah,
right,
oh,
you'd be able to have the peace of mind.
The holidays are coming.
You've got a gun right there on your right ass cheek.
Yeah, and then if you tamped it all down, you know, bring your friends over and show them what it can do.
It's shiny. Take it to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
When no one gets shot and no one gets killed, is that news? It is in Chicago, where on Monday of this week, the police didn't get one report of a killing, not even a wounding.
For the first time in how long?
5 years. 5 years, exactly. Nearly 3 million people got by that day without firing a shot. This hasn't happened in 5 years. In fact, there have already been 112 fewer murders this year in Chicago than by this time last year.
Well, that's great.
It is. The police superintendent credits the recent crackdown on gangs and a bit of luck. No word yet on Tuesdays this year.
You know what I read?
Maybe they'll catch up.
Yeah. Speaking of Chicago, I had read the same stat that, uh-huh, you know, hey, for the first time, 5 years, Nobody got shot today.
Right. Amazing. Yeah.
They think that part of it has to do with the fact that the Bears are doing better this year.
That could be.
And they go back to all the way to, now, Buzz, when you and I did the morning show.
Yeah.
Back, right before the Super Bowl shuffle.
Right.
So it's like Chicago 83, 84, 85. Mm-hmm. I know similar stories from D.C. and Dallas that the crime rate would go down when the Bears were on TV.
That's amazing.
And furthermore, on a day after the Bears won, the crime rate would stay down for another day or two. However, if the Bears lost, crime rates would go up the following Monday and Tuesday.
That's what we care about.
And
you can't think about the Bears without thinking of Ditka.
Mm-hmm. How many days till Ditka?
6 days, Don.
6 days, but today's show is almost over. So technically, less than six shows until we finally have Ditka on.
If you want to go out on a limb, you could say 5 days till Ditka.
And Ditka lived in Chicago when people were killed. Now there was one day nobody killed.
That's right. Maybe if Iron Mike was at the helm, they wouldn't be killing each other.
That's right.
Huh?
And while Tuesday, we don't know the results of that from Chicago, we know that Tuesday was a record day for filmmaker Michael Moore, and possibly a bad day for the president. Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11 was released on video Tuesday, and on its first day, set a new home video record. 2 million copies in one day.
Wow.
By 7 days out, they expect the figure to reach 3 million.
Yeah, now, you know, I know in the big picture, when you look like Spider-Man, did like 14 million
right,
in one day.
Right, this is a documentary.
You're talking about a documentary.
Never happened before.
But hats off to Michael Moore at the time, and he's done...
And he's got a new book, right?
Too. Yes, absolutely. He's done what I had hoped that he would do. He had gotten to the point where he was oversaturated.
Yes.
Right. So he pulled back from the public eye, which is hard because you got even with a small lens, you can see him.
Right.
But he pulled out of the public eye just long enough to release this on DVD months ahead of when a normal movie comes out on DVD because he wants as many people as possible to see it.
Now, have you read about the fact that he was invited to George Mason University and then they kind of disinvited him?
Yeah, because of the fee?
And they said the fee, but he thinks that he's coming anyway, supposedly. I'd sure like to snatch him when he's on the way over there.
That
would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I'd love to have him. The question in the video industry is, will these sales figures drop off sharply in the second week out? The movie sold $119 million in theater tickets. There is just no winning if you're the head of tourism for Iraq. especially since job one is keeping the tourists out. Ahmad Al-Jaban worked at a travel agency as a young man, and he always dreamed of showing the rest of the world his native country. But
you know, that's too bad, because that was a follow-up job for Alan Limelight.
That's where he was going
to
go.
Yeah, right, because he went to K-Rock, and then Howard left K-Rock, so he screwed on that, and he had a cherry position lined up in Iraq.
Hi, my name is Yalin. Welcome to Baghdad.
Only if you wanted a promotion.
Iraq's tourism director says this is not such a good time to visit, what with the guns and the bombs. And as we've reported here before, a travel agent in England is arranging vacation trips to Iraq for families, including kids. Iraq's tourism chief says, and I quote, "This is just not a place for tourists. Iraq could be a one-way trip."
And you know, yesterday, I think during this time, I commented, who the hell, why are people of their own choice going to Iraq? And we had somebody call, and Buzz had a story about it. We all had comments about it. I saw something on one of the morning shows today where they showed these people.
Yeah.
And these are not stupid people.
No, these are people that are really, looking at the economic realities of it.
A guy said, I made 45 grand.
Going to work there,
Doing what I did before, or I made, when I was in the Army.
Right.
When I get out, I gotta go back. I'm gonna make double the money.
Yeah.
And the guy says, I know there's a chance I'm gonna get killed, but I'm gonna make double the money.
Double the money. They're really putting their lives on the line for their families.
But that's quite different than going there for vacation, which is what other people are doing. And the only job that might
would go to Iraq?
I mean, you want to talk about people that are out of their mind.
Yeah.
And the only job I can think of...
Boy, this is great, Tracy. Let's sample the local cuisine.
Only job worse than Iraqi tourism director? Tourism director for Oklahoma. State officials have recalled a new set of tourism pamphlets because of their heavy emphasis on activities like cow pie tossing and because of the photos of Civil War reenactments that prominently feature Confederate flags.
Must be whack. Plus, it's lovely here.
Plus, the brochure was littered with factual errors as well as spelling and grammatical mistakes.
Yeah, I see fish.
Oklahoma tourism officials are putting together a new brochure that portrays Oklahoma as the cultural mecca that it really is.
Oh, of course.
Who would go there, though?
We did.
They must be crazy.
I mean, remember when we went to Tulsa?
I know. We went there to Oral Roberts. We went when Oral Roberts was on TV saying if he didn't have a certain amount of money, God was going to call him home.
Yeah, and he had a date where he said he was going to die if he didn't get this money, and he didn't get the money, and we went down to see if he was going to die.
They kicked us off the campus. But having said that, who would ever, even if the weather was nice, who would ever go to Oklahoma of their own choice?
Say what you will, but no other state has a fine musical written about it.
Hey, yes, okay. Don, that's it. Broadway aficionados would go.
And don't forget...
And let's not forget the City of Faith Hospital.
What might be the worst state? If you're gonna go on vacation in one of the beautiful 50,
it rhymes with Malabama.
No, but you got the Gulf Coast of Alabama, which is beautiful.
Good, yeah, food. You're right.
See, there's good part. What I mean is,
you got Mobile, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I might go with one of the Dakotas, maybe, or maybe the Nebraska.
You got the open sky up there. Though. The mountains, I mean, it's kind of
the river.
Probably
the
got great like wildlife and fishing and hunting and all that stuff.
Yeah. There's two of them now.
Yeah, you didn't hear. There's an east and a west.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm really racking
east
my brain.
East Dakota and West Dakota.
The Civil War, they split them up. Don't forget not to get your flu shot this year.
Oh, New Mexico. What the frig's in New Mexico?
Beautiful. New Mexico, a lot of celebrities live in New Mexico.
Beautiful country. Yeah.
Carol Burnett lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay, count me out. I think that's my most hated state.
New Mexico?
Dennis Weaver lives there.
Oh, you're wrong, though. New Mexico's gorgeous.
Great thong-like sunsets.
Listen, Mike, it's like you have to pick out of 50 beautiful children that you love equally. If there's one that's the worst, for me, it's New Mexico.
Mm.
Well, we had all the problems with that radio station or not.
I'm picking Oklahoma.
You haven't been to Oklahoma, have you?
Yes, I have.
I got it.
What?
Hawaii.
Yeah, we're not sending you there, Rob.
What?
See, Rob thinks if he says Hawaii, we'll send him there as punishment.
Oh, don't throw me in that briar patch.
So anyway, don't forget to not get your flu shot this year. A company that supplies half of America's flu vaccine has been shut down by the British government, creating a shortage here.
Let me just say this, though. Yes. With all this talk,
right?
Oklahoma, New Mexico, whatever, even New Jersey, still a hell of a lot better than Canada or Mexico.
Yeah,
or anywhere else. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless the United States of America.
You're a true patriot.
But we are short on flu vaccine by about 46 million doses. Now, because of the shortage, healthy adults and their children are being advised to skip the shot this year, to leave more for the elderly and for those for whom a case of the flu would be deadly.
And I mentioned this earlier today, but how about Channel 9, huh?
Yeah.
Cindy Pena.
For picking on people.
She's in front of a Safeway where people are getting flu shots.
Right.
They're coming out on live TV. She's saying to them, how old are you? I'm 42. Are you in good health? Yes. Did you enjoy your flu shot? Well, I enjoyed it as much as I could.
No.
Do you realize that there's an older person who really needs that shot?
And it's right after that that they cut to the shot of her sucking the flu shot out of somebody's arm.
God, shame on you, that's Channel 9.
Big finger, shame on you. With 46 million fewer doses of flu vaccine, what could possibly go wrong? Scientists here in the U.S., meanwhile, have been able to bring back to life a killer flu virus that killed millions of people in the early 1800s. The 1900s, rather. And again, I raised the question, what could possibly go wrong? They say the virus is safely locked in a lab. Let's hope so. The version they've created is every bit as deadly as its 1918 model. Scientists say they recreated the virus to find a way to fight it. When it makes what they say is its inevitable return. Yeah,
Joe,
that could happen.
Joe, come in here and clean that up.
Joe and Charlie, working with the virus.
Joe's already sick, so it doesn't matter.
Scientists say the so-called Spanish flu probably started as most other flu viruses in Asia.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That makes sense.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
It's the Spanish flu over here in Asia.
We'll send that over to all those other people.
Speaking of Buzz,
yes?
Do you want to say something to somebody who made you some beautiful, beautiful birthday bun cakes today?
Did someone make me a bun cake?
They were for me because I wrote her a spot.
Oh, they weren't for Bob's birthday?
Yeah.
Are
there any left?
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. Robbie ate all of the cupcakes. Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling.
ring on my Darrick Clementine.
I think there's one in the back room.
Oh, my Darrick Clementine. Oh, my Darrick. Oh, my Darrick. Oh, my Darrick Clementine. I thought those were for Buzz, and really, Robbie ate them. Oh, my Darrick Clementine.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Yeah, thank you.
Throw a candle in and give it to the guy over there.
Enjoy. Here's one way to beat a murder rap. Get elected mayor. In Brazil, a man accused of ordering the killing of four government agents has been released from jail now that he's been elected mayor of his hometown.
Do I worry about over there?
Why?
Boys.
Boys from Brazil.
That's what I worry about.
The boys. Right. Yes.
Yeah, lots of boys over
now,
there.
This man, a black
lots
bean...
Lots of nuts, too.
this man, a black bean rancher, was being investigated for violating the country's slavery laws to the tune of 20,000 slaves.
What about Sergio Mendes?
Black bean rancher?
Yeah.
How do you milk those things?
That's what he's telling the government, anyway.
Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66.
Oh, yes, right. Brazil. So we got boys in Brazil, Brazil nuts, and Brazil 66.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Wax.
Brazil wax?
Yeah.
Brazilian wax.
Yeah. A Brazilian wax.
All right, birthday boy.
Thank you.
Well, he just did that. That's what I got him for his birthday.
Thank you, Mike.
Really?
Yeah, I got him one. That's actually a home kit.
This alleged slave-driving rancher won the election in a landslide, partly thanks to an endorsement from Brazil's vice president, quoting a federal cop, "As he was elected mayor, there was little concern he would try to flee."
Remember, you can't spell Brazil without bra. Thank you.
Amen.
In Glendale, California. This is maybe my feel-good story.
All right.
In Glendale, California, the doors of a bus closed on the arm of an 83-year-old woman who was trying to get off the bus.
Oh, poor you.
She was then dragged down the street. When her arm was finally free of the door, she fell under the bus's wheels, which were going round and round. Police blame the driving of Beeline bus driver Deborah Ann York. She checked her side view mirror before pulling into traffic, but forgot to check the doors. She's been placed on administrative leave while the elderly woman is in critical condition. The entire ugly incident was recorded by the bus's security camera.
Oh, no.
Soon to be a Fox television show.
Get on TV tonight. In Germany, meanwhile, a man has chosen jail to get away from his nagging wife.
This is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany. Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, Wolfram.
The 47-year-old says he'd rather do 10 days for not paying a parking fine than spend those 10 days with the missus.
That's right. I will write a book.
Police say they were stunned when the man called them and asked them to come get him. Quoting a cop, he said he was looking forward to a bit of peace and quiet in jail.
Merry Christmas! It's Germany in the news.
Yes.
So, in a nutshell, in essence,
yes.
The guy had two choices.
Right.
And he chose he'd rather go to jail.
Actually, he had three choices. He didn't have to call the police and turn himself in.
Man, those wacky Germans.
Yeah. What was he thinking?
Egon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a gift for you.
Did it make you break rocks in prison?
Oh, no, Egon. But I did something much harder than that, thank you. I wrote a book.
What do we say about Germany?
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Yes.
Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Very good. So majestic.
We've never gone this deep into this cut.
There's nothing like doing a good Nazi deep track, is there?
Majestic and scary.
Man, it sounds so happy. What a fake out.
Sure.
Kill everyone.
The evil Nazis.
They knew their music.
Rob, listen, you can track it on the weekend.
We gotta turn it off now. My infomercial.
Playing in his car. In England, a woman had to be rescued.
On his iPod.
A woman had to be rescued.
What if you had this on your iPod?
It's a teapot.
Yes, or an N-pod, I don't know.
They get so excited, don't they?
A British woman had to be rescued by firefighters after getting impaled in the buttock by a bed spring. The 24-year-old woman... Exactly.
God.
The 24-year-old woman wriggled in bed to get comfy, and then...
Oh.
Boing. She was hooked like a carp.
No.
the spring entering the back of her left cheek and exiting through the side of her left cheek.
Ow! That's the wrong sound effect. That's not boy oy 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 oing.
No!
No, that's Rudy Martsky.
I've got it.
He's... Here we go. Here's the spring.
No, that's not the right one.
No.
We need the sound of a bed spring.
Yes.
Okay, that's the sound of that cat.
The woman's three-year-old son tried to come to her rescue. He did bring her a glass of water, but it took him an hour to find her mobile phone.
That's not a bed spring.
Then she discovered the battery in her phone was dead, so she had to wait for the boy to bring her the charger.
That's a dentist drill.
3 hours after being skewered by the boingy bed spring, firefighters rescued the woman who was wearing just a little nightie at the time.
Oh, got it. Ready? Bed spring hits woman's ass?
That's
wrong. Doorbell. I guess we'll never find it.
Smart guy. Buzz?
When we come back, some truly spooky stories to get you in the mood for Halloween.
Okay.
There it is.
There it is.
Finally.
Oh, that's the ice pick. You know what it's on, really?
Oh, yeah,
it's on that thing that's got, it says like, Slam Boom Crash Opera on it.
Yeah, it has one of those.
Can you find that one?
You really want the bed spring, huh?
I do.
You want closure on the bed
spring.
Yeah,
we got the sound effect.
It's on the Boom Crash Opera.
All right, here it is somewhere. Hold on.
Hey! Hallelujah!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Masters of the Taking Touch. Don and Mike.
Okay, here we go. How about Baltimore 105.7 Live 105. Buffalo WBUF 92.9er. Reno is the buzz.
Yeah.
And so is Tampa Bay. WBZZ Tampa Bay. And that's nice because it's our buzz's birthday. Happy, happy 62nd
birthday, we decided.
62nd birthday.
And thank you.
Birdly. Hi, Buzz.
You look great.
Thank you.
What else you got?
I'll tell you. Spooky stuff. Halloween stories, maybe. Imagine driving your car, and all of a sudden it goes faster and faster and faster without your help, and you're not able to stop it as it tops out on a busy highway at speeds of 120 miles an hour. It happened to a man in France who phoned police in a panic. The police then cleared the roads. The brakes didn't make much difference at all, except to lessen his control of the steering. He couldn't cut the ignition because his Renault uses a magnetic card instead of a key.
Renault.
As he was headed straight for a toll booth that had been...
Renault. Lay car. Wasn't that Lay car?
Yeah, Renault.
Lay piece of...
Renault's very big in Europe. They're very popular cars. Renault, by the way, is denying the man's story, but police say he really was panicked that it sounded to them as though he believed he was going to die. And as he was headed straight for a toll booth...
Hey, George, I'm buying this car.
What is wrong with you? You never tell me you like the car. You're not sure what you want. You don't even know why you're here.
It'll be 20 minutes. I told you, Putty's getting me an insider deal.
Since when is Elaine's boyfriend selling cars? I thought he was a mechanic.
I guess he graduated.
That's an easy move. Go from screwing you behind your back to screwing you right to your face. First they stick you with the undercoating, rust-proofing, dealer prep. Suddenly you're on your back like a turtle.
Like,
my father had a car salesman, but he was going to fix him up real nice. Next thing I know, I'm getting dropped off in a Lay car with a fabric sunroof.
Yeah.
Hey, Lay George! Bonjour, Lay George! Let's stuff Lay George in Lay locker!
Remember Lay car?
Good boy.
Lay car.
Sure. Now, as this man was headed straight for a toll booth, which had also been evacuated, he tried the brakes one more time. Quoting him, "I stomped the brakes as hard as I could, and the car finally stopped. For now."
Wow. Did you say that was a spooky story?
A little bit, but it gets spookier.
Today's date is Rocktober 7.
Right.
Yes, Rocktober 7.
Let's see who's at the door.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the debut of the Halloween Spook.
Welcome.
There they are.
2004.
Wow.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Right where they laughed off last year. Left off.
You're right, Buzz. That's Rodney up front.
Look, he looks great, doesn't
he? Joined by Janet Leigh.
Wonderful.
Come on now. There's G. Gordon Liddy.
Fantastic. He's always there.
And look, there's Howard Stern and Sirius Satellite Radio. Oh, come on now, Spooks.
Sing it.
Come on, Halloween Spooks.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday, lovely.
Rob got all excited when I said, come on, spooks.
Yes, you did.
All
right.
There they go. There's the Halloween spooks.
Halloween spooks.
Yeah.
Behind the tree.
Bye-bye, guys.
There they go.
They'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Over the next 24 days.
Scared kids? Yeah. Try this one. In Columbus, Georgia, they have found the bones of a little girl's imaginary friend.
You know, whenever you do, like, scared kids...
Uh-huh.
They come back, huh?
There they go. They'll love this story.
Well, wait a minute. Imaginary friend bones? What the hell's
yes,
going on?
Yes, it raises questions, doesn't it, Mike? Fifth grader Stephanie Ogden says a little girl began visiting her room about 5 years ago, a friendly black girl in a white dress. Quoting Stephanie, she told me somebody put her in the floor. She said he chopped her up. She didn't know who the person was because he had a mask on. Stephanie's grandmother says Steph used to talk about the girl all the time.
I think it was Your Majesty.
The grown-ups wrote it off as the work of a child's imagination. But last weekend, as the family was remodeling, they discovered the bones of a child under the floor, wrapped in insulation and duct tape. Stephanie's grandma says she doesn't believe in psychic stuff, but quoting her, I believe this was a soul who has not been put to rest.
Wow. That's very scary, Buzz.
Scary.
Scared kids.
In sports, NBC says it will implement a 5-second delay in its NASCAR coverage after Dale Earnhardt Jr. used a profanity during the live broadcast at Talladega.
Come on.
The new delay will be in place for Sunday's NASCAR race at the foul-mouthed Kansas Speedway.
Watch it.
And finally, in a small village in eastern Romania, a whole town evacuated after seeing the strange lights. Many of the Romanians believe they were seeing the lights from an alien spaceship coming from a nearby town. The people of Cristinesti became concerned they were under attack from another planet. Quoting one villager, everybody was out on the streets and wondering what to do if the aliens landed.
Hi there, a villager.
Turns out the nearby town had gotten itself a disco ball. The people of Poland could laugh at the Romanians if it weren't for the sex championships thing. Officials in Poland have canceled the scheduled games because they involve just a few women, each taking on as many men as possible. Officials may have canceled the event because it raises the question, how many polls does it take? I'm Buzz Burbank,
polls
on the Don and Mike Show.
This is your birthday and everything.
No!
Did you knock it off?
No!
That's good. Buzz with the crazy jokes.
I thanks
everybody, Bob Schieffer. Everybody. His book, Face the Nation.
My favorite stories from the first 50 years of the award-winning news broadcast. And he will be moderating the final presidential debate next week.
Right. Go to his website, scatlover.com.
Oh, no.
That's the official website of Bob Schieffer. Book signing. If you're not there now, forget it. Olson's on Wilson Boulevard in Army.
And then we got to go.
Everybody. Pleased to be staying tuned for Ron and Fez. Coming up next on WJFK. What are you laughing at?
Scatlover.com.
Live 105.7 and also WBZZ in Tampa Bay. And here's the deal. We work very carefully to time the ending of the show.
I understand, Dave.
And Buzz?
Yeah.
You got the same clock as me, right?
I finished prematurely.
You did?
Yes.
So let me just say, we've got roughly 2 minutes of network airtime left. Don't go back to your new script.
Okay, well, I just wanted to, you know, have it handy in case.
No script.
All right.
Go ahead, Buzz. Ad lib.
Will we entertain a question?
Yeah, I mean, it's your birthday.
About what a wonderful birthday it's been and how kind everybody's been.
Yeah, how have you been?
I have been well. How have you been?
What a question from the paparazzi. Yes.
Yes, if he entertains a question, what do you expect for the upcoming year?
Buzz, what do you expect for the upcoming year?
I expect to keep getting younger.
Oh. You know, he does. He is the one on the show that does seem to be getting younger.
And all those gifts he got, no one got him a clock.
but I've signed a deal with Satan, so I have no worry.
All right, well, there you just about filled your time.
He's tanned, rested, and ready for love.
You got about 15 more seconds. Go ahead.
I just want to thank everybody and tell everybody that I...
Okay. All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Nobody gave me 15 seconds on my birthday.
No. We will, though.
See you at the photo shoot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
WJFK. Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.com.
I keep asking for you, Beth.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
Imagine this. You walk into a...
I don't know this person.
Or a Budweiser.